Start like that. I don't care. We don't have to start over.
Is that good?
Wow. Now that I'm totally deaf.
Oh, my
back,
God.
Dude. What's popping at the Deals in the D.com studio? Yeah. It's another Drewless Thursday.
And that wasn't my fault, by the way.
What?
It was turned up all the way. That wasn't my fault.
How did it get turned up all the way, though?
Touch it.
The headphone monitor was off, and so we could hear the music, so... Ours is on the same one. Theirs is on the same one, too.
Yeah, they're on that one over there,
Yeah, but that's a slave to
that one. Mine was, you know, like the whatever the loose wire is. That was happening. But I don't think I turned it all the way up. Would I have been responsible for that?
No.
Your hearing loss?
No, it was only, Mark, yours was the only one turned way up. That wasn't the master turned up. It was, that's why I started screwing with the wrong one.
Can you turn down a little bit more? Thank you. I don't know if I like you being at the controls there. So, yeah, this morning I got a text, which it's really I love playing the game when I see I have a text from Drew as to what time did the text come through? Because it could be any hour of the day. And he sent a text this morning that he wasn't going to be here today. And I realized that's, I believe, his father's funeral must be this weekend.
Well,
No, what, you're out now?
Now this box is screwed up.
It is?
What a disastrous show.
I know.
Jim, did you turn something down
no, I didn't
that
touch
is slave
it.
To that?
No.
Oh, boy.
Turn it on and off.
Oh.
That's what the engineers used to say.
Who wants to troubleshoot it? Because not it.
Dead air.
I feel...
Why don't I have sound?
It's clearly
someone's
because
pressing
Drew
buttons
here.
And turning my sound off.
If Drew is here, this wouldn't be happening. Nothing
no, you're
still?
Right.
Are we on Facebook so they can see this disaster?
Oh, yeah.
This is the second time this week we've started with an utter disaster to begin.
Yeah.
It's working?
Yeah,
right, it's over the sushi?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Jim brought a platter of sushi. Why
great.
Not?
Yeah.
The bestastic offer of $2,500 for your trashy trade, regardless of its condition, will continue a little longer at Zotford and Holly. However, it's time to spice it up a bit with Zotford's Zero Due Sign and Drive event. While supplies last, at least a new 18 Ford Fusion as low as $133 a month with zero cash due at signing. If SUVs are more your flavor, then you can lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $155 a month. Also, zero cash due at signing. Come out, support the podcast, get a massage. You can meet Tom, have a great cup of coffee or prefer all that. Sans Tom, just show up on a Saturday. And the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will happily help you take delivery of your vehicle of your dreams. You can only get this from your friends at Zotford and DealsInTheD.com.
What a mess.
I know. It is a total
slow
mess.
Down.
Are they still the hottest sales staff in Oakland County?
Why? Because Tom's there?
No, it was sans Tom, not including Tom.
Oh, that's right.
So I believe they still are, I would assume.
They were like about a year ago, and so I just wondered, are they still holding up
title? Unless there's some place that just hired a bunch of hotties. That we're unaware of.
Well,
I think they're the hottest sales staff.
Yeah. Okay. I doubt that, though. I seriously do.
Dr. Roche, he's still doing the 6 Zerona treatments with breast augmentation. Get ready for, it is summer. You can get fuller breasts, slimmer waist. Yeah.
Day one.
Today's day one.
Day two,
summer.
Right? Was yesterday day one?
Are you one of those people, Jim?
Well, I don't give a shit. I just it's the 21st,
It's still the spring.
The summer solstice.
Today is the beginning of spring, and tomorrow is the beginning of democracy.
No. Summer.
So when it gets winter, you mean it's still technically fall.
No.
I mean autumn.
The autumnal equinox.
Well, you can still get the Zerona treatments, breast augmentation, everything Dr. Roche has to offer. The endless supply of things he can do for you to make you look better. Dr. Roche will customize a treatment plan just for you. You can give him a call, 248-338-1110. You can look younger, look your best with Dr. Gregory Roche. He does the skin tight. He does. There's a whole pile of papers here of everything he does.
Oh, yeah.
You get vag rejuvenation like
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, when it obviously looked like trash before.
Why is that a headline that Jada Pinkett Smith has a tight vagina?
I don't know.
It's like a peach.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Why is she boasting about her vagina all over the place, though? Come on.
I know. As if we're going to get to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. If you're going to boast about
how great it is.
Everybody should.
Everyone's got to see it.
Try.
Everyone's got. She's been.
Like I said, obviously it was a disaster beforehand. She's right. That's why she's probably so proud. It was just. Like
what
Hope
did
Solo.
Will do to that thing?
Was it Will?
Probably. It had to have been.
Yeah.
Have been.
So he's just going to wreck it again.
Oh Lord.
She's going to need to take it home like Farrah. Farrah wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, that just means. That
what's going on over there?
He's hung. So.
All right.
Girth.
Oh boy. Okay. So what's going on today? There's a huge story on Johnny Depp. We need to dig in. Rolling Stone actually spent a lot of free time with him.
What a waste.
He's becoming this fascinating like Elvis type figure to me now.
Oh, that is kind of what he's morphed into. You're right.
Except the opposite. Instead of gaining weight, he's lost weight.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, right.
But he's very flamboyant. He's got money problems. He's got major. It sounds like he's got major drug problems.
Alcohol.
It was one of those stories that was so long when I was done with it, I felt like I couldn't see. I was just reading much. I
can never read that much. I can't read that long for a straight period of time.
Really?
If it's more than like 2-3 minutes, I'm out.
I know. That's because you're a millennial.
No, I'm not.
I know what it is.
I'm a zennial.
I have the
in between. It means I'm in between millennial and Generation X.
Part of it is every
yes.
every story that you find online, and that's the way everybody reads it, has to recap everything that's come before.
Yeah.
So I completely am like paging down, you know, about 10 pages before I get to anything.
That's a good idea.
That's a new piece of meat.
Yeah. And with a news article, everything's really in the first two paragraphs.
Well, yeah, I read that. I need to just read beginning and end.
Yeah.
Because I never read the end.
We'll dig into that. There's it's the good thing about Thursdays, too, is it's tabloid day.
Oh.
All the new tabloids are out. We'll do that. There's some numbers we want to call, including the lady that got hit by the hot dog. I'm sure everybody knows about now. The first thing I want to know, did anybody happen to see Fox 2 News last night?
No, I missed it.
I had it on, and the first story is a really, really heavy story. And you might have to pop this up since Brandon's, decided to do something else right now. I'm manning the board.
It's happening.
1-800-WET-TITS.
but it's a very, you don't have to pop it up yet because I don't have it queued.
Sorry.
But it's a very heavy story. It's one of those things where I wasn't paying attention and then something happened and immediately
and all of a sudden
I got to watch that again. The story is it's out of Taylor and there was a domestic situation to the point where the cops were there and this guy would not let this girl leave. You know, pretty heavy story, pretty sad story. And unfortunately, there's somebody in the background that decided he disagreed with her doing the story.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure they love the fact that we're bringing this up. I'm sure we love the fact that Comcast.
So this was a live shot then. There was no. It was out there.
You know, they have to ask the reporter. You know what? I want to ask, like, LaDuff or ML or Hank or somebody. Maybe you know, Trudy. When they do the stand up at the end, how, like, pre written are the questions to the reporter?
I think I've heard that a lot of them aren't.
Really?
That they don't really plot that out.
I feel like a lot of times they're not paying attention, and it's a very generic question.
Yeah. It depends on how in-depth
what's going on? Is everything okay, Brandon?
I'm not even paying attention.
Is Wet Tit still active? Is that what you were doing?
Everything's fine. We're just getting a lot of phone calls.
Oh.
Oh, already? Speaking of Wet Tits, somebody emailed in and said they had the podcast playing and they were at their office and they had to leave and go do something down the hall, left the podcast running, and he came back and some women were standing out of his
it was while
outside
the call
his office
was made.
Laughing because 1-800-WET-TITS was going on.
It's not my fault.
No,
it's not.
Frankly, I was a little appalled that he didn't pause it. I mean, the beauty of a podcast is that
pause it. You don't have to miss that part.
What is going on with his TV, man?
But at least they were entertained.
Well, Brandon,
yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. They were laughing. If anything, he could have closed the deal.
Just so you know, Brandon, I used to do the same thing in my grandma's beauty shop. There was a payphone, and I'd clean it every Monday, and I would call, like,
what'd you
same
call?
Thing.
What
my
numbers?
Tits may have been one of them. 1-888-BIG-DICK.
What? Why'd you call that one?
I don't remember. There were just a bunch of them. I would try numbers. I think there used to be ads for them. You'd see those.
Right. No, I would try them as well. Just kind of spell them out yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if it's seven digits, you just kind of come up with some funny 700 seven
wet fart.
Is there one of those?
I hope
is
not.
Is there a wet fart?
I kind of want Brandon to try 1-888-BIG-DICK to see what Jim was listening to.
If it's it better not fucking.
Oh, it totally is one of the numbers you called.
Oh boy, no, it was not. I would not call that my grandma's beauty
though?
Shop. I don't know. I just threw that out there. Try 800.
I feel like you're making big stuff up. Big dick.
Well, yeah, like of course I made it up. I wasn't really calling that.
Is that just the first? What?
I didn't call it multiple times.
All right, pot this up now. The TV's finally.
You're gonna play this while 1-800-BIG-DICKS.
He's gonna take forever to call. Oh, maybe not.
Oh, boy, I hope.
Oh, my God. Porn
Welcome
music.
To the hottest place for triple X action with hot, horny college students, housewives, and girls next door waiting right now to get off with
what
you.
What is it?
Maybe
though?
This was a number you called.
So many ways to get
I tried to get
just
1-800-BIG-DICK.
Just 69 minutes from amateur talk and voice personal. For the fastest route to erotic action, connect now with a nasty girl who'll do anything you want for only
not nearly as good as Brandon's
not
number.
It. No, she's not into it at all.
She's
just reading.
Nasty girl. The production value of wet tits
website,
is way better.
She's all about the money.
Check out
talk to me? This is bullshit.
Housewives.
This one sucks.
College students and the girl next door who are waiting to talk to you.
Yeah, it's repetitive.
Yeah.
You must be over 18 and will be billed by TLBill.com, owner of TalkToMe.com.
You can turn it off, Brandon.
But I never got through to an actual human.
How no, romantic never. To have all the legal stuff right out in front.
But, and I didn't know either that. I'd punch in credit card numbers or I didn't even know how many digits.
I tried
to get through, I know.
All so right. Someone somewhere is getting a bill for...
No, I never got through. It never worked.
Was it your grandma's store? Is that what it was?
Yeah, her beauty shop. Hair expressions.
Is it still active?
No. I still have the key on my keychain.
Oh, cool. Here's the end of the story. The police got back. The tense situation in Taylor, an 8-year-old girl. And here's the stand-up at the end. And it won't.
Now, these negotiations here in Taylor for the last several hours did end peacefully as I...
What the hell is wrong with Comcast?
Is safely in the custody of Michigan State Police.
Something's going on and someone's... Not
it's Comcast. His Comcast is so
the headphones, everything.
We're in the vortex.
Sammy.
Someone was down here.
Jessica Dutton, Fox 2 News.
Jessica, any word did the father say why he was refusing to turn over his daughter, even with all of the police out there?
You can hear him.
You know, the family, Michael Lewis's family, tells me they were being advised by several attorneys not to return the girl as they were actively fighting for full custody.
All right. More to come on this story. We're glad she's okay and safe tonight. Thanks for that live report.
This bullshit thing on the-
So you couldn't, I had to watch it a bunch of times
what
to get the full thing because everybody just heard
bullshit. Yeah, I wish you could hear what.
He was trying to say it was a custody battle, so I think he was trying to say that the girl was loaded up on all these kind of medications at the one house. But if you know, if there's one place you want to, you know, get the message across, it's by yelling behind the reporter.
I know, while the reporter's talking.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to see who that was. So
that guy,
bad. Yeah.
You know,
you see, while she's doing it, she's straining to listen to Monica in the studio, and the guy's yelling in the background, and a moth flies in front of her face.
Moth, you saw the moth, too, yeah. No, total disaster. If Fox 2 had the flexibility, they should have just gone, Monica, she goes, wait a sec, let's talk to that guy who just said bullshit
yeah.
and see what his deal is, because that would have been far more entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
But then they would have had to cut stories.
Sure.
Yeah, it happened at the World Cup, too.
Yeah. Do you really think that was... Would you call that sexual assault?
That's what's getting Brandon into the World Cup, huh?
Ugh. Yeah, if that's what it takes.
Maybe the coverage.
Great game today, too.
Oh, really? What happened?
Boring.
Oh, turn this off.
Argentina choked.
See this.
So what at the World Cup, this lady was doing a stand-up, and she got her breast groped. How bad was it? I didn't see it.
Well, you'll see. And he, like, kisses her on the cheek. But, I mean, I guess he puts his hand on her boob.
Is this in Russia?
Yeah. Is she Russian?
She's German, I believe.
Yeah, what's the problem? Is there a big uproar about this?
I mean,
did she like it?
The article would make you think that by saying news reporter was sexually assaulted while live on
but
television.
But is it a real thing, or that's is what it just I don't social know. Media gone away?
I think it's social
it's
media.
A decision that will affect all of us.
Oh, yeah, boy, boy.
I know. It's just falling apart.
The captain's away, the boat starts sinking. That's it?
That's sexual assault. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, he did go in for the boob.
Yeah, he did on purpose.
I am really proud of her. She kept going.
Yeah, she didn't even miss a beat.
She just kept going, whatever she's saying.
I know, I don't have a damn idea.
Man.
Yeah,
maybe she dug it.
Bad.
No, because this World Cup is falling apart already. The games are
falling
boring.
Apart.
Oh, well, games are not boring.
Oh, really? How many goals yesterday?
Well, there were
yesterday,
three, but the games were exciting.
Okay, the games were boring. Every time a piece of wind hits a player, they fall on the ground and grab their knee because they're pussies.
A fallacy. You don't even watch. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what it feels like to get your heel stepped on or your foot stepped
on. Oh, owie, my toe.
Yeah, it hurts.
Mexico,
ask Mike Tyson.
Mexico gets... That's fine today
it's
because
not like his toes
all their fans are chanting homophobic slurs.
Well, so what? I don't care. They
England
won.
England is in
I
trouble because
about.
All their fans are Nazis.
Right, so...
And?
What, I care about their team.
Oh. And the USA is doing how well?
They're not in
They're
it.
They're not in it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
They have to qualify. So what's your point?
Yeah, and they sucked, and I watched all the qualifying
Boring.
Games.
What
sounds like you're getting into it, Brandon.
What happened to Vuvuzelas?
I think they're banned.
Or Vuvuzelas?
They have some other new noisemaker there.
Yeah, but you can get banned specifically for Vuvuzelas. Or at least in the United States you can.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really weird watching the games and seeing like who's... You know, fans show up. Like, for some reason, Australia shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peru and Mexico.
Poland seem to have a lot of fans. Well, they're close.
Who wants to go to Russia to watch?
I don't know.
I don't know if I would go.
I can't
South
wait for
Africa
8 years.
South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like, such as.
I'll tell you, Morocco got screwed. They played two good games and got beat 1-0.
Yeah, but that one was an own goal.
Moving on.
You brought it up. Are you guys very saddened by the celebrity death today?
Wait, who died?
I didn't see it.
Coco the gorilla.
Oh, yeah. I read Coco's book.
What?
I read it to Zoobs.
Coco
when he was
wrote
a little
it?
Kid. Yeah.
You read a
verbs,
book about a monkey?
Everything. Like, was able to conjugate verbs when speaking. And
she's a gorilla.
You really read the book? I didn't even know Coco had a book.
There was a book called Coco's Kitten. It was for, you know, kids.
Yeah, because you took care of that cat.
Yeah. Coco was a girl, right?
I don't know.
Wait, Coco? I believe Coco
it's
was.
It's weird you can't tell because they're bare-chested.
It was a gorilla.
If it was a man, you'd know.
It's clear Coco just never got over the death of Robin Williams.
Right, they were best friends.
Oh, that's right. What?
Remember that story when Robin Williams died? There was all this talk about how sad Coco was.
Coco was really into Robin Williams.
They
movies.
Spent a lot of time together. You've never seen the video of Coco and Robin Williams?
I watched a documentary on Coco
and
once,
Coco
but I didn't
steals
see...
his wallet?
No. Yeah. No, they kept the Robin Williams shit out because it didn't mean anything.
Apparently they were besties.
Really?
I don't know.
That friendship saved neither one of them.
No, they needed each other.
Coco understands spoken English and uses over 1,000 signs to share her feelings and thoughts about daily events. Life, love,
they have about the same amount of hair.
Death.
Can they get Coco?
I don't make monkeys. I just train
Thank
them.
You.
I'm gonna adopt you.
Can they get Coco a flat screen TV? She's got an old picture tube TV.
Wait, I watched a documentary on a what is this? A gorilla?
It's very erotic between the two.
It's a girl.
Okay. Where they let one go on a campus? They were. It may have been pre-Coco.
It went to college.
Yeah, and it started wreaking havoc, throwing people around and ripping shit apart.
Started acting like a gorilla.
Exactly. That's.
Away and then she looked up
I just thought because it could speak sign language, it'd be cool.
Yeah, pretty much, right. Yes.
Yeah, but I think a bunch of them sign now. There was just the one the other day that was signing to people at the zoo saying, stop throwing food in the cage. Stop throwing food in the cage.
It said that?
Oh, yeah, someone had to teach
people
it to say that.
And the people should sign back, stop throwing feces at us.
<I know. laughs> Remember that grandma that got drilled in the face?
Yes.
Nose.
Yes, one of the best videos ever. The one like stuck on the end of her nose.
I know.
It made her look like a witch.
She turned really slow.
She had a 4-inch turd on the end of her nose.
Oh, that was this one.
Oh, here it
right
is.
Here. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I'm getting ready.
He throws it like fast pitch softball.
Sign him up.
Oh. Wait, what's your face?
Grandma.
Watch the girl to her left who immediately sees it, is horrified, and laughs in one foul swoop. Did you see the still of her face there? Horrified laughter. Horrified laughter.
She doesn't even try to get it off.
I know. Wouldn't you immediately just be like, what the f-
She doesn't know it's there.
What was that?
You think you would smell it.
Brandon, I was getting ready to watch the next video, but fine, you can change it.
It's poop.
She has the reflexes of a
cat.
Philadelphia Phillies fan with a sore shoulder.
I know.
Oh, you wanted to see this one?
Yeah.
A hippo has exploding poo.
11 million views.
Oh. Yeah. This is funny stuff.
They are huge.
Oh, I've seen this. Beautiful. Look at
it. It looks like it is going to have.
You
looks
like a dump shit.
Your waterlogged. Oh,
how beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That's what that is.
Watch what this is right here.
Here it comes. Yeah.
Starts flapping its tail, doesn't it?
Why are they giving commentary?
The other one's just going to follow.
Yeah, the other one's going to follow.
Better not get too close. Oh, the other one does it. Into the water.
They
could have cut off the beginning of the video.
Way to build the suspense. Jeez, do you know how to
edit? We were focused on the wrong anus.
Why does she get out?
Well, she
was on her
yeah. Do you poop in your living room?
Yeah, I got that on video.
Ew, it's all someone wiped that hippo.
Yeah, that minute video could have been 5 seconds.
I love the tail actually acts as sort of a, you know,
like
a windshield wiper.
Exactly, upside down windshield wiper.
Gotta get it out of there.
Wow.
Should we try the lady that was hit by the hot dog? Right off the bat today to see. Are you confident?
I wonder if
in these
it's
numbers?
Stuck to her face like that. I'm pretty confident. I'm very confident.
Because Drew would point out that they are.
Yes.
You have the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are both
two different area codes.
Philadelphia area.
Her name is Kathy.
I know it's
in the
What? No, it's a generic name.
Okay.
So it makes it a little more difficult, but I'm pretty sure.
She said it came out so compact that it looked like a V8 can that was followed by what she referred to as 2 minutes of hot dog water.
So the Philly fanatic drives around and launches hot dogs into the crowd. And this lady couldn't get out of the way of a flying hot dog because her shoulder was sore, which...
Yeah, it was...
I mean, if the options are getting blasted in the face by a hot dog... or having a little shoulder pain to get out of the way of said hot dog, I think I would take the shoulder pain.
Yeah, for sure.
I think
sure.
She wasn't paying attention.
If she would open her mouth right at the right time and it was eating properly, she could have just...
Mark said the same thing.
She couldn't just go... Oh.
Yeah, but it was wrapped in duct tape. That's what I learned.
Wow,
yeah, but you don't know
weird.
That. It's flesh. She's not a batter. She can't read the velocity.
Or the rotation.
Of the, yeah. So she says the hot dog struck her in the face. She had to undergo a CT scan to make sure.
Yeah, she was.
She didn't have a concussion.
From a hot dog?
Look at her black eye.
I think she's soft.
Yeah.
You don't think
she's
soft?
Pretty tough. Well, I wouldn't have gone to the emergency room.
God,
would you have gotten a CT scan?
No.
That Canon is cool, isn't it?
I know, I kind of want one.
Of course,
I
you're not going to be able
I
to do
got
it
a
anymore.
CT scan because if there is anything wrong whatsoever, you sue the shit out of the Phillies.
Oh, nice attitude.
I'm just saying.
Doesn't
you're
it
set
say
for
it on
life.
The back of your ticket, though? Remember that lady that just sued the Red Sox for $9 million? She lost. She lost that case because of what it says on the back of the ticket.
Yep. Can you pop me up, Brandon?
Do you think the woman that got the grandma that got the poo
pussy.
On her nose?
Sued the zoo?
Sued the zoo.
They'll say it was an
no,
act of God.
Pussy. No.
I'm potting you down.
No, come on.
Ow.
All right, we'll try her. Her name's Kathy.
Yeah.
Man, that looks
she
bad.
She says... Just to be aware, because you never know, I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog. It gives people a good laugh, and if it makes someone chuckle, then it's fine.
Yeah.
So she's got a good attitude about it. I don't think she's going to sue.
No, she kind of said she wouldn't.
Who did she go to the game with? They weren't paying attention to blap it out of the
She was sitting behind home plate, too.
How did it get
when they showed a video, that's what I'm... That was going to be my question.
Not even paying attention.
I really... Have you been to a game now with the new netting?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I hate it.
And I stand up. I don't sit where my seats are because I'd have to look through the net.
You know they do that, Trudy, now, the netting.
Yeah,
used to be behind. It goes all the way to the foul poles.
Yeah.
And it's mainly because, of course, this happened in New York when a girl got hit by the ball.
Right.
And This was a big topic, what, 2 years ago when they were talking about it?
Yeah. You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
Strike one.
Oh. Which one is that, the first one or
so two? The big discussion was, do they need to move these netting? Because obviously you got to have it so far. And I just didn't like it by doing the math of, I think it was 1,600 people get hit by a ball. Not necessarily hurt.
Per year?
Per year.
Right, and how many die?
How many sit in those areas? How many, I don't know. It just seemed like an overreaction.
Was someone killed?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the one.
That's why,
because
it's all about people like Brandon who want to sue because they get hit.
Hello?
Oh. Hi, Miss McVeigh?
Yes.
Is this the Miss McVeigh that was hit by the hot dog?
Yes.
How are you doing, ma'am? This is the Drew and Mike Show calling in Detroit.
Oh, hi. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm good.
That looked painful.
It was painful, but you know what? It could have been worse, but I'm okay. I can laugh about it, and everybody else gets a good laugh, so it's okay.
Some people are saying that you should sue them, which I didn't know if that was
over. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that's
good. I'm not that type of person. I wasn't injured that badly. And really, I mean, it happens. It's not something that, you know,
Did you get an apology from the Fanatic? Did he personally apologize to you?
Oh, yes, he did.
I'm sure he felt really bad. Did the Phillies offer you anything free, like free tickets or hot dogs?
Oh, yes.
Or...
The Fanatics representative, well, I'm not eating hot dogs for a while, but the Fanatics representative reached out to me and said, you know, whenever I want to come some see a game, or, you know, he'll hook me up. So I'm okay, you know.
No,
I mean, I'm blessed. I don't have a lot, but what I have, I'm thankful for, and, you know, there's people worse off than me.
You must have really good insurance because you went to the hospital to get a CT scan, and those are expensive.
Well, I do have a copay, so I am going to be sending the bill to someone.
A Fanatic. And deliver it right to the Fanatic in a comically absurdly large size envelope. Yeah.
You can shoot it at him.
It's not a big copay. So, I mean, you know, it's just... It is what it is.
Kathy, where were you sitting exactly? Were you behind home plate?
I was sort of on the side of home plate, you know.
So did the hot dog come through the netting and hit you?
No, actually, I was a little bit up from home plate.
Okay.
But he was on the first base side when he shot it up, and he shot it straight up. And it came right down and hit me. But thank God it hit me, because in the other rows were children.
Oh.
And, you know.
So you buffered.
It doesn't matter.
Some people would say you were a hero for saving those kids with your face.
No. I didn't say that because that's not the
type
of person.
Some people are saying that. Hey, the wiener that hit you in the face, that was wrapped in duct tape. Are people supposed to eat a hot dog wrapped in duct tape? How was it wrapped in duct tape?
I didn't see it, so all I did was when it hit my face, it hit with such force, it bounced to the other seat.
Did someone pick it up and eat it? Was that injury to insult? Someone ate that hot dog?
Probably ate it.
No, actually, the gentleman gave it to my friend and said, does she still want it? And
what an ass.
You've got to be kidding me.
That guy is tone deaf.
Taken it and thrown it right at him.
Yeah, hit him in the eye with it. You know, he likes it. What a jerk. What was your friend doing? Why didn't they deflect it out of the air? Didn't anybody? That's the thing that amazes people. I know your shoulder hurt and you couldn't move at all and you were kind of incapacitated, uh-huh. Which is amazing that you were at a baseball game. But why wouldn't anybody else knock it out of the way?
I don't know, but, you know, there was nobody sitting next to me. And I was at the baseball game because my friend drove. So I didn't drive. Oh. And as long as I keep my arm down, and I don't reach it all the way up.
It doesn't hurt.
Like Jackson.
It doesn't hurt as much, yeah.
Like a labrum problem.
See this arm, this is as far as I can reach it.
Did you spill your beer?
You know, I didn't have one at the time.
Oh. Oh, so you had one before.
Now you're
actually slacking. No, I'm more of a wine drinker than a beer drinker. Mm. But, I didn't really drink because it was just so hot, the temperature. Yeah. So I just had iced tea.
That's smart because then the Phillies probably would have said, oh, she was drunk. She did it to herself. They'd probably turn the tide on you. How quick did they, after you got hit in the eye, how quick did they attend to you? Because they tend to move pretty fast.
They were. They were very fast, and they were super nice. I mean, I couldn't ask. I was treated very well.
So,
So
you kind of are going down in the, like, baseball highlights of this year, like the goose that flew into the scoreboard at Comerica,
which is,
where our Tigers play. Did you hear about the goose?
Yes, I did hear about that. Yes. So
it's you.
I don't know. It was just a fluke. I said my brother started laughing, and he said, "Of course it's you." He said, it had to be.
You really just could not get out of the way of that hot dog. That's amazing to me.
No, it came so fast and with such force and. There was no one sitting next to me, except on the other side. There was a couple rows over. There was a gentleman and some kids, but, seriously. I mean, I tried, but my arm,
Right.
I couldn't get it.
To fend it off, yeah.
Well, you need labrum surgery, don't you?
Well, our consulting physician here thinks you need labrum surgery.
Whatever that is. Labrum? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
So you're a labrum or rotator cuff?
Oh, it's true, yeah.
She doesn't even know.
No, she doesn't
know. Well, how fast? Did they say how fast it was fired by any chance? Did they put a speed gun on the hot dog?
No, I didn't. I didn't even ask. Well, it's not really.
Slow down.
Did you ask the doctor for a cool pirate patch to put over your eye? Because those look pretty sweet. It is a nice shiner. You look kind of badass now.
Well, it just keeps
people asking.
Just don't tell anybody what happened. Tell them, do you know what you should say? You should see the other guy.
How many phone calls have you had about this today? Which one are we?
300.
Too many.
You can tell.
Yeah, I know.
Too many.
But you still answered. All right, Kathy.
Thank you.
Well, put some ice on that eye, all right?
Yeah.
And
I will.
And demand a lot out of the Phillies. And every time you ask for tickets, say, "Hey, I'm not suing you. Can I get, a whole suite for the weekend game?"
Yeah, there you go. Milk it.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Wieners, nice and soft, not erect.
Wieners, flopping wieners, flopping wieners, flopping wieners. There were so many dick jokes going through my head. I just didn't have. I didn't have the heart to unleash them.
Well, one. You threw used a wiener in there.
Yeah. I didn't have actual audio from the Philly fanatic.
Oh,
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
How come there's not video of this hitting her in the face? There's video of everything.
There has to be. It has to come out.
Oh, well, hey,
or the Phillies are,
in-house video.
They control it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're right, Trudy. Yeah, they're hiding something.
They don't want to
I don't think
diagramming.
She's done. I think she might sue.
But people were filming the fanatic shooting hot dogs. They had to.
Of course they were.
What else are they going to film? They're not going to film the baseball game.
To that point, do you think, and this is what I was thinking about while watching the World Cup, because apparently it's so boring, my mind wandered.
You're just thinking
during the national anthem, must have been France and somebody, everybody was filming with their cameras, which I thought was...
the French.
I thought that was kind of an American thing, but apparently...
Everybody's
doing it. Then it made me think, does cyberbullying and people acting like assholes, is that an American thing, or does that happen in Europe and Asia?
I would think it's
everywhere.
Like Obama said, what did he say with Anthony Bourdain? How we're the same everywhere? All the people are the same? You know what I'm talking about? You know the quote? Don't look at me like you don't know it. I'm looking for some help here. I don't know the damn quote. Wherever you go,
people are the same. Well, you got to try.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
I just wanted to leave you hanging out.
Yeah, and you did. And I'm looking at you. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
I had no idea what he said.
Everywhere. I don't know. I just thought that was weird because we live in this American, you know, America First bubble. And
no, I think right.
It seems
I
like most bullying happens here.
No, I think the desire to bully people is everywhere.
So is there some asshole?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Is there some asshole in like Kenya that's trolling other people in Africa?
Oh, hell yeah. The Nigerian people are bullying people all
that's
over
true.
The
that's
world.
That's true. That's a scam.
Bullying people
un-American.
For wearing shirts, you know. Of champions that didn't really win.
Is there some dick in, like, Taiwan bullying everybody?
Yes, they are everywhere.
Why is that so weird?
Because they're people.
Are you
just
molesting yourself now?
It's a human trait.
Yes.
You just,
what did the guy say
I'm
last night?
I'm not repeating it, Trudy.
I hear you.
I don't have it pulled, but...
I'm not repeating. Don't repeat it.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Too horrifying.
Right. I know it was.
Wait, what guy said where? I didn't hear what she said. I swear to God, I didn't.
Was it, do you lick your mother's...
It wasn't lick. It was suck.
It was suck.
you heard it then.
Yeah, I did
liar.
Hear it. No, but I didn't hear what you guys were asking about, what he said. Now I got it.
Well, really? He was, you know, and we were going along okay, and then he realized it was a scam when Drew... What did Drew sort of hesitate on?
Oh, I think Drew... His first name.
Yeah.
Or the last name, Hugh Jeppiness.
Because he wanted to be
Hugh
Jeppiness, but he couldn't spell it quick enough, even though it's pretty much the same way he spelled
it
before. H-U.
And the guy smelled a rat.
Mr. Jeppiness. H-U Jeppiness.
Yeah.
And Mark goes, whoa, you guys have really upped your game. And they actually have. They've learned a lot of insults, but they're still very badly contextualized.
You wish.
I know. They're almost better as the non sequiturs that they are.
They just come out of nowhere.
Well, that was cool of Kathy to answer on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. You can click on the link directly on our website. For a special offer for Drew and Mike listeners.
Nice.
So, did he get to his 1,000 5-star reviews that he was?
Oh, really? I gave one, so.
You did?
Yes.
The Hall.
I thought they were very
I feel guilty now. I should still give one.
You should. I don't think it's too late.
Yeah, I guess I called him. I didn't do anything. I couldn't. But.
I tried to, yeah, but I couldn't do anything either. Because we're deadbeats.
Horrible credit, just old people everywhere.
Yeah, it's terrible. Hey, Drew here for Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's leading LASIK surgeon. He's done 30,000 LASIK procedures for people of all ages, more than anyone in Michigan, and for good reason, he's the best. That's another guy I went to that I couldn't do anything to.
Oh, yeah, leave him a five-star review.
I'll give him a five-star review for the office staff. They're very, very good, nice, and for the free evaluation of my eyeballs.
Okay.
So he gets my own 5-star.
Your eyes were in good hands.
They were. Apparently they're doing very well. We know it's hard to make the call because maybe you think it's too expensive or maybe it hurts or something's going to go wrong. Well, none of that's true. You'll save money every year without the expensive exams, lens, and frames, not to mention the time you would save. It's painless, takes a few minutes. Dr. Yaldo has the most precise LASIK in the world called CATS, which is topography. Guided to provide you better than 20/20 in nearly 100% of the cases. If you're 50, multifocal lens implants will solve your reading and distant vision for life. It's the Rolls-Royce procedure. The technology is remarkable. Toss your reading glasses, and you're going to see better than you ever remember. Confused or questions? Then come on in for a free evaluation. Meet Dr. Yaldo. And if you follow through, you're going to get an exclusive Drew and Mike discount. Look at all these Drew and Mike discounts everywhere. 1-800-398-EYES. EYES. 1-800-398-EYES or YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Right!
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
So the President Trump news that I thought was interesting. Wait,
there's
today.
One more spot. Brandon gets to read it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
I say get your resumes ready.
Feel free to hammer him, Jim.
Popcorn, foosball, massage chairs, smiling faces, and free Jeep Wrangler loaner cars is exactly what you'll get when you get your next vehicle from Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep. You heard it
I
right.
I can read it.
When you bring your vehicle in for service at Zot Chrysler Jeep, they will give you a new Jeep Wrangler for free to drive around until yours is fixed.
Nice.
That's something you will not find at any other Jeep dealer in town. Period. Plus, during Zot's Jeep celebration event, you can lease a new loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 at just $198 a month. Let me say that again.
Lease a loaded Jeep Compass limited four-wheel drive at $198 a month.
Ooh, period.
Surf the rest of their sick deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Well done.
Period.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So the president's going to meet the queen.
I didn't hear. I cannot believe he's meeting the queen.
Yeah. He's.
And I'm not saying I can't believe she's meeting him. I can't believe he's wasting his time meeting the queen.
No, he said at one point.
I agree.
His mom is a huge fan of the queen. So he's, that's, I guess, when he goes there.
That's why. Because
my mom's a huge fan of Air Supply. I don't want to meet them. What is he talking about?
It's, you know, he's going there. He's going to the UK anyway. They're opening a new embassy, I guess.
Yeah, that
he believes she's entitled to the office.
That he's not happy about.
No, he wasn't before, and so he shit-canned the last visit, and now he's finally going to go middle of July. So can you imagine, though, with the throwing starburst in front of Angela Merkel?
We haven't talked about that story.
And
but
she's a total failure.
He's right. He gave her something.
What will he pop up? I mean, it's going to be amazing.
The way he hugs flags, maybe he'll just hug the queen and flip her out. Because, you know,
he can't touch her.
We learned he cannot touch her.
Her little hat will fly.
He's not. That's Ooh. What's weird. He is not a guy to follow any kind of protocol whatsoever.
We have audio.
He can do it.
No.
Of him in 90, or he was taught, I believe this is 96.
Yeah.
Actual audio, because mom was such a queen fan.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Two had sex with the
queen. Shit.
Oh.
In 1992, I had sex with the queen of Monaco. I had my entire fist up her ass.
I thought I had it. You're getting potted down.
But you were talking about, Trudy, the story, the pouty baby picture of Donald Trump.
Right. And everybody's standing over him and he's sitting there looking defiant.
Yeah. And very upset. And that she, Angela Merkel, I guess she was berating him to sign.
Right.
You know, the agreement, whatever it's called.
We have ways of making you sign this document.
I know. It's a really funny picture.
Is that what it was? Because how come they kind of countered with the picture that was supposed to be taken just shortly after where they're all smiling? So which one is it?
So he signed after that and then allegedly pulled Starburst out of his pocket, which kind of cool. He's carrying around just random Starburst in his pocket.
He gave it the green ones, though.
I don't want to eat any Starburst out of anybody's pockets. And he threw them on the table.
They're individually wrapped.
And said.
And warmed by a person's body heat.
Their thigh heat.
That makes it chewier. No, that coat.
Exactly.
That coat is pretty loose on him. It doesn't warm up.
And well ventilated.
Yeah, because there could be some moisture. It could be on the outside of the wrapper. You touch the wrapper, then you touch the food, and
she didn't eat it.
I would have been flattered.
She would have been flattered.
I would have eaten a pink one if there was.
Oh my god, the pink ones.
They're my favorite.
Red, orange.
That's the one thing the story is missing is what what happened to those Starbursts. But he threw them on the table and said, "Don't say I never gave you anything."
Oh God.
What?
I like that.
So he'll totally be cool with the queen, though. He'll be down with it.
Yeah, right. I don't think he'll mess anything up there.
Well, she's actually
nice comeback.
She's met the Rolling Stones and all kinds of rock stars.
As long as you don't hug her, she'll be totally fine. Ew. Of course, the new uproar, which means absolutely nothing today, is Melania's stupid coat that she wore to go meet the kids that were separated from their parents as they crossed the border. The coat had a quote on the back that said, I really don't care what you think. I think it's the quote.
No, I said, I really don't care, do you?
Oh, I really don't care, do you? Yeah. So, of course, that's a thing now that everyone's mad about.
Everybody's
this
buying.
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
Which doesn't mean anything.
But the other side of that is that a bunch of people are trying to buy it now, too.
The jacket?
Yes, because when I went online, when I saw that story, then it's had a little follow-up story that you can buy the jacket. It's $36.
Really? That's it?
Someone's going to see that and go, I got to have the I don't care Melania jacket.
You'll see it somewhere.
He got heckled last night, Trump did.
Oh, surprise.
Minnesota speech.
Get him out of here.
Oh, yeah.
A guy is holding up a picture of Trump, and I can't remember the dude's name, but the guy was convicted.
Go home to your mom, darling.
Manafort?
Go home.
Wasn't Manafort. It's a guy that was tied to the Clintons heavily. Jeffrey Epstein, I think maybe.
Get him out of here. Out.
He has a ginger.
All I'm thinking about is how much ink it took a printer to print that.
I know. It would take 2 hours to print here. That is a very dark background.
I love that he's walking out holding it up, and everyone's trying to grab it out of his hand.
No one can grab it away from him, though.
Someone did. Oh, no.
Nope. He's got a man bun. Oh.
An orange man bun.
I heard he's a ginger.
What's that wrist?
USA champion.
Is that like wrestling, though? Did they put that dude out there as a stunt guy to make everybody
maybe
react like this? Look at him.
See how calm he is?
Was that a man or a woman? Because he needs a haircut more than I do.
That's so sexist.
More than I do.
Imagine being at that rally and getting excited about that comment.
Just pumped up.
I think the dude was
like
a
seeing
stunt.
The Beatles, women crying.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you're in the middle of those people and they were really, he was real, they would have beat him to.
Oh, maybe.
In an inch of his life,
right? Punched, they don't punch as much anymore. There were only a few of those incidents. Hey, let's bring Eli in. Eli popped in for his new regular Thursday appearance.
Hi, Eli. This show is the tightest machine.
Today's been
ever.
A disaster, Eli.
That's with the sushi.
Things are breaking. Internet's not working. Everything's a disaster today. No Drew.
The internet's not working?
It hasn't. Oh, no.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
No. But you got sushi.
Been very flustered. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim brought sushi.
For some reason.
I just broke the internet.
Can I tell you a sushi story?
Please.
So, I came back from New York in 1988, and I went to work at Channel 2. Now, back then, you got to remember, there were no Thai restaurants. One, there was one on Gratiot and 696. No Thai. Now there's one in every strip mall in the entire city. And there were very few sushi restaurants. There were, you had the Noble Fish, and you had one in Clausen. I forget the name of it. So I get back to Channel 2, and a guy from New York sends me, a Wall Street guy, an incredible sushi plate that was about 4 feet circled. So what am I supposed to do? So I put it in the middle of the Channel 2 newsroom, and I go, I was just there one day. Hey, everybody, free sushi. They look at me like,
what?
What's that?
Really?
Yes. Like, you got to be kidding. They drove me crazy.
That's so weird. It's so ubiquitous now.
I came back to the number 3 station. That was just, they were getting crushed by Bill Bonds and Mort Krim every night. They would get like 12s, and Channel 2 was getting 5s. So I was coming back from New York to supposedly help them as if I possibly could. And it was just.
Did anybody eat it?
I don't think anybody came over there.
Even bothered trying it.
Right.
What a loss.
Maybe, in fact, it was a Japanese guy. There was a producer named David Sasaki. He didn't even eat it. What the hell was going on?
Well, now the guy, where did he send it from? did he find the one sushi place in the area?
He probably ordered it from Noble Fish in Clausen and had it sent there. So it was a number 3 station, and every time the news comes on, the producers have 3 TV sets watching 2, 4, and 7 to see how they're doing compared to them. Did they get the lead story? Did they get it right? Did we have something they didn't have? So I came out there one day. I was like, just really pissed off to be back at the number 3 station. And so now that I was pissed off, I was happy working again. But they're laughing at something, like something Channel 7 did. And I walked by and said, which news leader are we laughing at now?
Ooh.
And they look at me like,
oh. Are you the guy that brought that weird sushi? We were watching Fox 2 last night at the stand-up after the first story. The lady, it was a pretty heavy story, and she's doing the stand-up talking back to Monica Gale. Uh-huh. And some guy behind her was yelling something and then said, well, why are you putting that bullshit on? She got across. Has that ever happened to you? Were you ever accosted by a man on the street while doing a live report?
Is that man on the street or just rogue?
Just people who would be jumping around in the background or trying to get in the way or just being obnoxious, just being assholes.
Yeah.
But no, nobody ever yanked me by the tie and pulled me out of the shot or anything. No.
I can't remember who it was, but 97 after the Wings won. And, you know, everybody's downtown going crazy.
Oh, I remember that.
I can't remember who it was. They got their hat taken off their head. And you would have thought you stabbed the guy, the reporter, because he freaked out that he got his hat stolen.
One thing you just
I laugh my ass
off. You just don't want to be around drunks. A lot of times you're out in the public, you're around drunks after an event or something, and that's just not pretty.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Wings, I remember when Mickey got pissed off and 2009.
That was in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, when they lost in Pittsburgh, I think 2009. And somebody had come behind him and said a few words onto the broadcast, and he got pretty mad. So.
Not do that.
It's a hockey player. You know.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't have messed. Yeah, that guy probably didn't know that. But they were broadcasting basically at the top of the section.
Right.
Which they don't do that anymore. For that very reason, because they don't want people walking up and
well, there was a lot of you could hear a lot of audio from the stands too,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
unfiltered.
There were rules we had. Like Rich Fisher had a rule, and rest his soul. Yeah. Rich died about a year and a half ago, and he didn't have to write any of his stuff. So he didn't have to write any of his stuff. He was a producer. So I used to say, if somebody said, "Good evening, this is Carmen Harlan," Rich would read that.
just like Anchorman.
He just read it. And I said, look, I don't do fan pieces, okay? If the fan pieces are for the non-sports guys to go talk to the jumping around. I said, I don't do toilets, windows, or fans. Leave me out of it. Because that type of shit happens.
There was a golf was the U.S. Open. There was another expletive that went on behind. It's,
really?
Yeah, the microphones picked up some guy talking about having sex with a woman and banging her head and.
Oh yeah, the hot mic.
Like every week there's a sporting event that picks up. I don't know, some kind of expletive.
I was at the final day of the Masters, and so they have rules there. The Masters is just
it's the weirdest.
So
event.
Stuck up, it's ridiculous. Yeah. There was a you were going to get kicked out if you yelled dilly dilly.
Yeah,
so
I remember. That.
Right, no dilly dilly.
They had a whole list. You've been to the Masters, dude?
I just went this year for the first time. On
really?
Sunday. First and last time.
I don't know if he covered it, Jim. Shut up. I hate you. So what else is going on?
What else is going on? Nothing. I came here to do my feature,
I've
distracted you 3 or 4 times already.
I still have not gotten my car yet. Tell me to slow down.
Well,
I talked to Jimmy today. Right, I'm working on it.
You're supposed to
slow down.
Well, your lease ends the end of June, right? So you're not in a rush. You still got.
Yeah. I'm not, but you know what? This is how good the service is at Star Lincoln. I didn't do my last payment. But Jimmy took care of it.
Good. Jimmy takes care of stuff.
And he rolled it into to the new payment.
Cool.
So I skipped a month.
Are you gonna get the MKZ?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's already picked out.
Nice. I've never seen anybody so he Mark's there to get the car and they go, well, what color do you want? He goes, I don't care. I said, what do you mean you don't
slow
care?
Down.
Yeah. Just a car. I don't care what color.
I'm
don't,
in
don't
it.
You, don't you ever, don't you? I can't see it when I'm driving.
I'm inside it. I'm not going to see what color it is. It really does not matter to me.
All right. Now, is Jimmy in on this? Because we usually
Jim and Brandon. We can okay. See. Or Trudy, too.
Okay.
Actually, I'd like to hear Trudy's input.
Okay, good. Oh, is this like the last game that you played?
What's the rule?
Yeah, what's the rule?
Okay. Okay.
Sponsored by Star.
What's the rule? Brought to you by Star Lincoln. Drew and Mark are both baseball fans, and now we've got a couple others in here. So here you go. All right. And after I give you the question, think it over, mull it over, and then I will do a little spot, and then we'll give you the answer and see if you have it right. Last time we did two of them, and you batted 500, got one right and one wrong. Nobody got the one about Tigers
and runners.
Here we go. Okay. Runners on first and third. The pitcher toes the rubber, and as he glances at the runner on third, he accidentally drops the ball and picks it up. What will the umpire do? What will the umpire do after that? Okay, think it over. Don't say anything. You gotta you guys are supposed to huddle like they do.
Not with each other.
Where's the Jeopardy music?
Right, so here we go. All right, and Lincoln. Lincoln is a star among American luxury cars. Hoot McInerney's Star Lincoln, Detroit's premier Lincoln dealer, the embodiment of that. Hoot's core philosophy combined Lincoln luxury with impeccable personal attention, like you get from Jimmy D, and service, while promising his clients the lowest prices Lincoln will allow and his family. Keeps Hoot's guiding principles alive. When it comes to American luxury, the stars do align at Star Lincoln. Remember, there's only one star. Everybody else just tries to be. See for yourself, Hoot McInerney's Star Lincoln at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield. And yes, as Mark's been saying, call Jimmy D. Even if you're not ready to buy or lease, call Jimmy D. He'll answer all your questions about pricing, lease options, even other cars if you want. So call Jimmy D. And I gave him a toll-free number. Does toll-free number mean anything anymore? All calls are free anyway, right?
Right.
It's an easy number to remember.
855-567-STAR. Save the 1 cent it would cost you for selling. 855-567-STAR. So, I think...
My first inclination is to say it's a balk, but it's not a balk.
I don't think it is either.
No, because he didn't make a movement.
Said, he didn't
and I was
set.
Thinking ball because
oh, ball. You said, oh, I see. You said
I said,
ball.
I was thinking balk first. Right. Like, you know, the runners would advance, but that's not a balk. then I was thinking, well, maybe it's just a live ball, but then that wouldn't be a pitch. So maybe he is just awarded a ball. But that doesn't seem right either.
Well, what did Brandon tell me? Tell him what you said.
I'm going to go with that.
Well, no, yeah, I said pretty much the same thing where I didn't believe it was a balk because I didn't think, I didn't have any indication that he was set or that he had made a motion
with
the
rubber,
his leg.
Though. You said he towed the rubber, though.
He toes the rubber, looks in for the sign as he checks the runner on third. He accidentally drops the ball and picks it up. Does the umpire do anything? What does he do? Does he just let him play on? Well, I'll give you the answer, because you're all wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Is it a live ball?
I was going to say, because he checked the runner, it would be counted as a throw over to third. He checked the runner at third.
Nice try, Richard. You're so wrong. Here it is.
We all be wrong.
Even though he dropped the ball unintentionally, it's a balk. Runner on third scores, or the other one is awarded second base. Trudy had it all along. She wanted to give you guys a shot. Let me finish. This prevents pitchers from toying with base runners and allows the ump not to have to make a judgment as to whether that was why the pitcher dropped the ball. In other words, you can't taunt, you can't fool the runners, okay? You can't toy with them. So he could drop the ball. And the umpire doesn't know whether he's trying to toy because he can't toy with the runners.
Similar to the infield rule.
Right. So
letting it drop.
It is a balk and the runner scores.
You know what this does though? This totally blows my mind because rookie of the year, Henry Rowengardner, he threw the ball three times, remember? He said, I'm going to throw it in the air as high as I can. I dare you to steal second. And then he faked him out and threw it to second. So basically that movie is a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
That movie is a bunch of bullshit.
Well, because he probably wasn't in his set motion. You can't be ready to throw. So if he's off the mound, you can do that. Anybody can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was 12.
Yeah, like fake throwing it. You know, that happens a lot where you fake throw back on a pickoff.
Yeah.
You keep the ball. Yeah. It happens. So you can trick the runner there.
I used to do that to my dog all the time. Right. He fell for it every time.
Has that ever happened? Do we know if that's ever happened?
I'm sure it has. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist because I find these little quirky, quirky things. I can go or I can try one more quickie. You want another try?
No, I want one.
Okay.
Drew's not here. Kill as much time.
Okay. It's a 3-2 pitch. Okay. The runner on first takes off, as they often do on 3-2 pitches. He's unaware whether it will be ball four or not. Now, the catcher was already in his motion, and he throws to second. Okay. Of course, it's a walk, though, so first and second. However, the runner running to second overslides the base, and the shortstop who took the throw just casually tags him. The ump makes a call. What call does he make? In other words, man on first, ball four, runner advances to second, but this happened. Does it make any difference?
I thought it was a dead ball, and then he just gets second base on ball four.
That's what I thought as well.
You're right. However, all he gets is second base. The base runner is out at second despite the walk. The rule states a runner is only entitled to the base he's forced to and not beyond. It's as if he had turned at second and tried to go to third and came back, so you're not allowed to get past second base. Then you're in play.
But it's still live on the ball four?
Yeah, because he... it's first... What?
Yeah, because I guess he theoretically could just keep going on a third.
Right. It doesn't matter whether it's as long as time isn't called.
God, baseball
he's in play.
Too many rules.
I just like baseball.
I mean, I'm glad they do.
It's pretty obvious.
So he can do this
because otherwise he could fake going to, you know, he's in play if he goes past the base. He's in play. Okay, 0-2. So let's see on the season. The season tally on the wall is 1-4. Wow. God, Drew is going to be really upset with you guys.
I want to call him and ask him these before he listens to the podcast to get his answer.
All right. You may do that.
Can I have them? I'm going to.
You may have them. Of course, it's still on the copy I did with Retail First, whatever that is, back in 2014 for the neighborhood Ford dealers. But there you go.
I will ask him those.
Carry on.
B-U-N-T.
Brandon, that's another reason to like soccer. The rules are very easy in soccer.
Jeez.
We've been having a big argument about the World Cup. Do you care about the World Cup? Do you like soccer?
I like soccer, but it bores me to death. In fact,
damn it.
In fact, the other day a guy was saying, "What are the scores?" I go, "Well, I don't have to look at the TV. It's 0-0. It's 0-0. The final will be 1-0."
Killing me.
But I like soccer. In fact, I played high school soccer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Were you good? Drew did too. That's what killed me. Drew rags on the World Cup, and he played soccer.
I grew up in the East Coast when they played it in high schools. Now they back then in the '60s they only played it in private schools, and then it became in public schools years later. But I played high school soccer.
Who runs more, basketball or soccer?
Soccer.
Soccer is just running back and forth on a field.
Well, it's not.
Just on a playground.
You know, that's a good question because both sports allow you to stop. You watch an NBA game, and they're going back and forth up the court
unless you're
three
LeBron.
Four times in a row.
Well, a lot of times LeBron doesn't make it back.
Come on. Look at you. All right, greatest player in the world.
Thank you.
I think he's the best dog. Like he's a lazy dog.
Well, he was a little lazy. He was a little lazy.
He was trying to carry four other guys on his back.
Four
maybe
and ten. That team was atrocious.
All right, guys. Hey, sorry for my disheveled look.
Were you working out?
No, I worked. I moved today.
Oh, you moved?
From Rochester.
Yeah, I knew you were planning on doing that. Yeah.
Very sporty. Right. You look very sporty.
Well, thanks for taking it. It's a good excuse to stop moving.
You know, I could really take a piece of sushi to go.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Could take all of it.
How old is it?
Oh,
an hour.
Yeah, it's not that old.
An hour.
Take all your sushi. Take
it all.
What do you mean take it all?
Well, wait a minute.
Take whatever you want.
Take it all.
Hang on there.
Are
you serious? Come on.
Take whatever you want.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a carryout container.
No, you do now. Put that lid on it.
I feel like I'm back at Channel 2 and nobody wants to eat the sushi.
You're either leaving it or you're bringing it.
It's home to many weird fish-like creatures.
You probably didn't make dinner or since you're moving, so.
That's very, very nice of you.
That's very nice of Jim. He paid for it.
Do you want one of Joey's ghost peppers? Oh, that's Reaper.
Ooh. They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
Thanks, right. Eli. Good
Bye,
seeing
Eli.
You.
Bye.
I'll be in touch. Okay. I think Jimmy's coming in Monday. Drop my car off. All right, Johnny Depp. This big article in Rolling Stone dropped called The Trouble with Johnny Depp. This writer tracked him down and spent, I think, 4 days with him. Kind of, because everybody's been wondering, what is going on with Johnny Depp? There's these lawsuits. Is he broke? Is he not broke? He looks terrible. He's lost all this weight.
Did he really spend $30,000 on wine in a month?
Good question.
That is a good question. He answers that too.
Oh, God.
Of course, you know, with Rolling Stone, they always set the scene and he talks about how he gets to the house and his personal chef is making duck. And my first thought was, he's got a personal chef and he's got money problems?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be one of the first things you would cut?
Yeah. You'd, you know, take out.
You or would think. So the writer's sitting there, and then all of a sudden, Depp is in the living room singing, "Oh, my darling, oh, my darling,
oh, my, God.
Oh my darling, Clementine."
What a cliche.
I know. Just came from a photo shoot from the Hollywood Vampires. The
Quiet.
Alice Cooper, Joe Perry band that he's in.
Yeah.
With his lawyer, this Adam Waldman, who is kind of like his right-hand man now, dressed like a 40s gangster with jet black hair, slicked back in pinstripes.
What? Yeah. The lawyer or JD?
Depp.
Depp.
Don't
wear that outfit again.
Rings, anything else, any flair?
Not yet.
Okay.
We just have suspenders and spats, though.
What? God, so, come spats. On. It's their, like, the gangster shoe from the Capone
days. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Did you know he had a tattoo on his hand that used to say Slim, which was a reference to Amber Heard? It now says Scum.
Oh.
What an
asshole. Okay, cool.
Pretty cool.
It's amazing how slim you can get with AIDS.
So are you here to hear the truth, asks Depp, as Russell, the lawyer, brings him a glass of wine.
This lawyer, by the way, is one of those dudes who works for the Russians.
Yes, there's a lot about that in here. Yeah. And, of course, Depp wants to drink wine first.
Of course.
And his career has made $650 million. And he's suing the management group, and includes suing his sister, Christy, saying that she stole $7 million and his assistant, who stole $750,000 without his knowledge.
That's what happens when you're drunk all the time.
I'm your sister. They still work for him. The sister and assistant still work for him.
And he's going to sue them.
Well, he's got two sisters. Maybe one of them is out.
Christy still works for him.
Okay.
Because she runs one of his production companies.
Jeez.
He had to pay the IRS $5.6 million in late fees alone.
That's it. That's not even what he owes. That's just the late fee.
Yeah, which, you know, his whole argument about this lawsuit is that I'm paying these people to take care of my money.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but it's your money.
Well, he signed everything. He signed everything, too. But if they're supposed to really be paying the IRS for him, to have $5.6 million in late fees, is a little atrocious.
Starting to feel some empathy because I've had something similar with an insurance happen where someone didn't put a certain thing we asked for on the plan.
Oh, I've had that happen.
And we're going to owe a couple $1,000.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He does talk about
insurance never pays anything anyway. So
no, they would have. They did. Oh, last time. It was like a rider to cover if any accidents happen.
Yeah, just ask Lenny.
Fuck you all, Steve. How's that sound?
Did you know Johnny Depp and Tom Petty were lifelong friends?
I did not know that.
I don't know either. We'd still call each other and ask, "Hey, you still smoking?" Depp recalls. Tom would go, "Yeah, I'm still smoking," and I'd feel better. Well, if Tom's still smoking, I'm okay.
No, and did Tom ask a question back, like, are you still doing heroin? Smash?
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
Johnny Depp then goes quiet, perhaps realizing the sadness of what he just said. He wipes his eyes. I loved him, he says.
So he wiped his... I can't take any actor seriously when they cry. Like Donald Sutherland on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. And he was crying about... watching his own movies.
Yeah, that was
it's like
hilarious.
You are not like Beer fucking Fest? Really. That's Beer all Fest. I kept thinking of because his eyes looked really watery. And he... Yes, I thought the exact same thing, but they didn't show Beer Fest in there, unfortunately.
So his sister Christy has always been with him. She managed his day-to-day affairs in 1999. They realized at his current management company they couldn't handle how big his finances were becoming. Depp had moved above Sunset Boulevard to an 8,000 square foot estate named Dracula's Castle.
Oh, jeez. And shouldn't making more money make it easier?
What a dork.
Wait. Did he named it?
I named it Dracula's Castle. He spent a day interviewing financial managers.
That's a great name.
Listen how Johnny Depp picked his financial manager. His last meeting, he says...
I was going to say based on the last name because he was like Polish or something or Italian.
Come on, your house sucks.
With Robert and Joel Mandel, these are the guys that run TMG, who he's suing. Depp says he immediately took a shine to Joel, the youngest child of an Auschwitz survivor. Depp saw a kindred spirit. He was a nervous wreck. He was pouring sweat. He was broken.
He reminds me of...
That's why he chose him.
He chose that lawyer, just like Walt tries. Just watch the Detroiters, or if you saw the Detroiters by the time you hear this.
But it just sounds like it was the last meeting, and the guy was just a total mess, and Johnny's like, I don't know that one. The reporter talks to him about Harvey Weinstein.
Idiot.
Of course, all these interviews that this reporter does with him are like 3-4 in the morning.
Of course.
You know, super late. Ugh. Johnny's just hammered and smoking pot and hash.
What do you what time do you think he gets up in a day? If it is day, in fact.
That's a good question.
Probably around noon, I would assume.
Yeah.
Noonish.
Yeah. That was another part of this article.
No, he stays up at night. It's Dracula's Castle. Sleeps all day.
Stupid.
They were trying to, and this goes throughout, and I'll read some of it. They're trying to say, Johnny, you're spending way too much money, and almost like they had a financial intervention, and they would purposely schedule the meetings at like 5 in the evening because they knew he'd be awake, but still somewhat coherent and with it and interested. He flips through the news, comes across a report on Harvey Weinstein. He shakes his head and calls him an asshole. Why would he call him an asshole?
For cheating him?
Well, you would think maybe
have a role?
Because of
you
raping
would assume,
women,
right? But I think Trudy's right.
He's an asshole for burying his film Dead Man because director Jim Jarmusch refused to give up his contractually mandated
Jim
final.
Jim Jarmusch, isn't he from Detroit?
Final cut. I don't know.
I believe so.
He was an asshole. Have you seen his wife? Depp pauses, talks about Harvey Weinstein. He was blown away. He once went to pick up Harvey Weinstein's kid with him at school.
Well, they were buddies at one point then.
Yeah. The image took my breath away. Here is Harvey Weinstein, a Goliath Shrek thing, bending down to put on his daughter's raincoat. Like, it blows his mind that this guy can be this horrible person to women, but still have a daughter.
That's everything Johnny Depp is.
Pretty much.
And has a daughter.
Yeah.
This flick never came out then? I don't remember it.
He says it didn't. He says it was buried.
You want to see the trailer for it?
Sure. Let's see how far we can take. And of course, it's in black and white.
They've come all the way out here. All the way out here to hell. You're just as likely to find your own grave.
Crispin Glover. Crispin Glover.
What name were you given at birth, stupid?
Yeah, I'm... Once again, now I have to defend Harvey Weinstein and agree with him. I would have buried this film,
too. You are a dead man. How do you do, sir? I'm Bill Blake, your new accountant from Cleveland.
Oh. All right.
There was, there was a Cleveland back then?
Ugh. So now it's dawn, oof, basically. Everybody is kind of left, most of the workers, but the lawyer and Johnny and the reporter are still there. Depp disappears for a few minutes and returns reanimated.
Oh, I wonder what he did.
It's crazy. And then
proclaims, it's hard to do this interview and not, like, do you think the interviewers having a few drinks?
Yeah, no, he kind of said he did.
He smokes as well.
A little bit.
Okay.
So Depp disappears for a minute, returns reanimated. I love that phrase. And then proclaims, we've got to watch his good friend Marilyn Manson's Kill For Me video starring Johnny Depp. Oh, so he's kind of pulling a Kobe Bryant, making you watch his own highlights. He disappears for a few. Okay, so the he's in a series of lewd poses with barely clad women. Depp cranks the TV's volume and shouts above the industrial guitars, Marilyn's the best. He's such a good friend. He's played Barbies with my daughter.
That's weird.
By the way, this is the second name drop in a row. Harvey Weinstein, now Marilyn Manson.
You can't see
two guys you want to name drop.
I'm cringing through this entire account.
Okay, just put yourself there. Waldman, the lawyer, groans at the Manson music and buries his head under a pillow. This doesn't dissuade Depp, who turns the sound up until the screen reads 99! Just picture Johnny Depp reanimated on blow, cranking a TV until it won't go any louder. Hit with a video that he's on.
Other than that part, it sounds pretty fun. I don't know.
It sounds exhausting being around Johnny.
Well, I wouldn't
Depp.
Want to watch that, but
they go into, like, you know, the lawsuit, which is pretty heavy stuff. So jumping forward, they start talking about all his purchases. There's $75 million he spent on 14 residences.
Wow!
Why does anybody need 14 residences? I mean, four is almost too many.
Does he just get tired of a house and he just trashes it up and then he just jets to a
new
one?
No, I think he just buys houses. And just, there's more on that,
I did hear that he would buy a bunch of crap and put stuff in it. And it's sort of like a warehouse, not a house.
So you spend $5 million per house to store your crap at?
Some museum great of my art.
Piece of real estate somewhere.
He spent $3 million, of course we know this, to shoot Hunter S. Thompson's ashes into the sky with a cannon, which I swear he way overpaid.
Do you think they did?
Yeah, no, they did do it. I want to see the video.
Sure, they didn't just put something else in.
Kaboom! Blam! Kablamo! Boom!
He spent $7,000 to
just
buy.
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
He spent $7,000 to buy his daughter a couch from the set of. Anyone want to guess? Reality show.
That's
Real World.
Reality.
Jersey Shore. Hold on, am I way off?
That's not a bad guess.
It's got to be something gothic, right?
I said
reality show.
First.
Keeping up
Big
with the
Brother?
Kardashians.
Oh.
He bought a $7,000 couch.
$7,000, a heavily used couch?
With all those giant butts on it.
I know. They sat on it
those
once.
Those springs have no elasticity, man. He bought 70 guitars, 200 pieces of art, including Basquiat's and Warhol's, 45 luxury vehicles, and he spent $200,000 a month on private air travel. That's when things got personal. According to a lawsuit, Depp kept a sound engineer. I never heard this one. He kept a sound engineer on his payroll so he could feed him lines through an earpiece while filming.
What? That's cheating.
Johnny Depp does not deny this, saying that the sounds fed to him made me act with just my eyes.
Oh, it made you not have to remember, because you can't remember shit.
Oh, that makes sense. When you watch some of his movies, doesn't he look like he's listening?
You're right.
To the line.
I've got
and
bag-
then he says
and he's actually listening.
But it makes him look pensive.
Yes.
I've got bagpipes, a baby crying, and bombs going off.
Oh boy.
It creates a truth.
Oh, he's got extra like
what movie was he in that?
It's not his line. They're piping like
what movie has bagpipes, a baby crying, and bombs going off that he was in?
I don't know. None. I haven't seen any of his.
Maybe none of them.
Oh,
he
I was
just
gonna say Platoon, but
he
no.
just puts those stupid sounds in his ears. Just that's what he thinks makes him a good actor.
Well, no, he needs to know the lines.
I thought they were piping his lines.
It helps him concentrate to act with his eyes.
Bullshit.
Some of my biggest heroes were in silent film.
Your biggest heroes.
It had to be behind the eyes. My feeling is, there's no truth behind the eyes. Doesn't matter what the fucking words are. What?
Let's see. So then why do it then, if you don't like it?
Because he doesn't remember the words.
Exactly.
But that doesn't explain the 12 storage facilities for all his Hollywood memorabilia.
On top of the houses?
Yes. Yes. Was it 14 houses and 12 storage facilities? Heavy on the Brandon and Marilyn Monroe memorabilia.
Memorabilia.
Johnny Depp kept a doctor on call for $1.2 million and another $1.8 million a year, round-the-clock security, for his mom.
What?
How much danger is his mom under?
$3 million a year on your mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When asked why his mom needed security, Depp responded that it was in case she needed an ambulance.
Hi, Mom. Who is my mom?
Well, that's one of the first things I'd cut if I was the sister. I'd say, I know you love Mom. You never see her, but...
We'll get her a life alert, and she'll be fine.
Exactly.
Or a phone that dials 911. TMG tried to convince Depp that a nurse would actually be cheaper, but he wasn't persuaded. So now the
million a year for that?
1.8 for security and 1.2 to keep a doctor on call.
3 million just wrapped up in
mommy.
Holy shit.
That's what I just
said.
What
did the doctor do if there was nothing to do? Did he just sit around?
I took her blood pressure and called it a day. I mean, what would you, if he had to
gave her some Benadryl and left for the day?
Gave her propofol so she'd go to bed. I would hope he would at least take her blood pressure twice a day to justify something. Wouldn't you feel guilty?
No, I'd watch Family Feud.
Marilyn Manson videos on 99.
Just watch TV with her all day.
So now he's talking about they're back in London, back at his place. Depp emerges after sunset. I never saw him in the daylight. says, dressed in his pirate homeless attire, tattered jeans, oversized white shirt festooned with a series of handkerchiefs.
Of course.
There are many things Johnny Depp insists that TMG got wrong in their lawsuit. For example, the $30,000 a month that they claim he spent on wine.
Yeah,
it's wrong.
It's insulting to say that I spent $30,000 on wine because it was far more.
Oh, my God.
Far more. He doesn't know. He doesn't pay attention to his money.
Yeah, he was drunk.
Depp says that they got the Hunter S. Thompson cannon story wrong as well.
Oh.
By the way, it wasn't $3 million to shoot Hunter into the fucking sky.
Wrong.
It was $5 million.
That's something you want to brag about while you barely have any money left to your name.
He says the cost of the rocket launch increased when he decided that he wanted Thompson's arc to be at least 1 foot higher than the Statue of Liberty's 151 foot height.
Where does this land then?
Wait.
I don't know, space.
It didn't get shot in a...
I thought it was supposed to be shot
in space.
It was shot out of a cannon.
You can't shoot something to space from a cannon.
Shot it like a guy at a carnival going into a net. He just got shot a couple hundred yards down the road.
This guy, the reporter, actually checked around, and it seems like $3 million really is the
going cost.
That makes sense. Well, is he adding the extra foot for $2 million more of height, apparently?
Who has cannons now? Oh, well, the Philly Fanatic.
If when I die, shoot me out of the Philly Fanatic. Wrap me in duct tape and shoot me out of the Philly Fanatic cannon.
You're not somebody's face.
You're not fitting in there.
Well, no, obviously you have to cremate me first.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And wrap you in duct tape.
Well, put me in sausage casing first.
And then you explode. Water. You're just a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
So then Mark can be hot dog water.
Gross. Yeah. Just like I was always meant to be. He goes on and tells this story about smoking something. He doesn't know what it was with Hunter S. Thompson. And then he laments that Quaaludes are gone from the drug scene. He reminisces about the bootleg lewds he used to take.
What does that do? Bring it? Is that a downer?
Yes.
Is he bummed about it?
Yeah,
he's reminiscing. He misses the good old days.
You're on painkillers, then.
Opioids, like everybody else,
figure
man.
Figure something else out.
The quaaludes they used to take. The bootleg. Why would you take bootleg quaaludes? They're made with just a little bit of arsenic or strychnine.
Oh, he's trying to sound tough.
Trying to sound cool. He stands up and a grin spreads across his face. So the high was far more immediate. Once Depp asked a Florida bouncer to punch him in the face while on lewds just for kicks. That story would be out there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I would think so, even if it happened pre-internet.
Depp claimed that lewds would either make you...
I don't want to get smogged out with geothermal blowout toxins.
You either want to smile and just be happy with your pals, or fuck, or fight!
That's some pretty drastic changes in mood.
Johnny Depp. Depp is evangelical in the uses of narcotics and thinks they should have could have expedited the capture of Osama bin Laden. I follow.
Could have.
I think this is pretty smart. We should have tried that. We should try this for any other terrorist.
Oh, he's got a plan.
Yeah, you get a bunch of fucking planes
based on big platoon.
Big fucking planes that spray shit, and you drop LSD-25. You saturate the fucking place. Every single thing will walk out of their cave smiling and happy.
And then you just go grab them?
Apparently. Yeah.
Wouldn't, in the caves, how would you?
Brandon, don't follow Depp logic.
Wouldn't you just spray on top of the mountain? And
yeah, they'd be in their cave. They wouldn't be on the LSD.
Well, no, it would seep in there, maybe.
Well, yeah, I guess. Just how much
work
LSD?
Its way around.
What is LSD-25? Is that different form of LSD?
Good question.
I have no idea.
Not an LSD guy.
Something only Johnny Depp knows about. I didn't know it was in
liar. I do not.
I know it was in spray form, though.
Well, he's just thinking outside the box. Green light thinking.
It's a potent psychotropic substance known to us, mere sixth of a milligram being sufficient to induce and maintain an altered state for up to 6 days.
Oh, boy. Of course Depp.
Of course Johnny
about
Depp
that. The TMG lawsuit, they claim that Johnny Depp never had more than 6 months of savings in the bank.
How does he know that?
That was before Pirates of the Caribbean was speaking.
Oh, boy.
$3 million a paycheck, and it got worse.
He had less in the bank at a time?
Yes. He talks to the money pit that Betty... Oh, he bought... Well, the first thing he bought was his mom. He bought his mom a farm in Kentucky.
And a nurse and security.
Soon after its purchase, Depp tells the author...
Kentucky!
Depp's other sister and her husband moved in right away and were hired to manage the property. Eventually, their son joined the payroll, which I don't know why you're paying three people in the family. Depp was also supporting his ex-partner, Vanessa Paredes, and their two children, Jack and Lily, in their own French villa that Depp had bought for him. According to Depp, after years of keeping him in the dark, Mandel, this is the main guy, the sweaty guy that he liked, the money manager,
yes,
communicated to him that the Kentucky branch of his family was spending out of control. So Depp asked him to send a file with all their expenses. He was in makeups for a Pirate of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, boy.
When the file arrived, he asked his assistant to print it. His assistant said he couldn't do it. It's over 200 pages, was the assistant's response.
How did they get all that shit on? Would you really put that all on?
Well, they had it in a document. They had to justify their spending.
Did it say how much it came out to?
No, but they're just approving it. This is what's amazing, and I kind of agree with Johnny. Why are they approving everything?
Well, he gave them that right? To, well, I don't know how much rights he gave.
Not to knock Kentucky, but what are they buying in Kentucky that's worth that much?
Glad you asked. My sister was buying handbags for my mom, who was bedridden, jewelry, fucking this, that, everything.
I'm your sister.
In 2013, Depp was told that his mom had terminal cancer. He moved her to Los Angeles and rented her a $30,000 a month house, which he owned all these homes. Why couldn't she stay at Dracula's castle? It doesn't make any sense. Then, amazingly, she got better with treatment. Depp informed his financial guys that the lease should be ended and Betty Sue could head back to Kentucky. But the house kept running up the $30,000 a month charges because, according to Depp, they forgot to cancel the lease.
Oh.
They say that's not true. They had to give 4 months' notice according to the rental agreement, so that's why they had to pay the 4 months. She passed away in 2016. The author asked Depp if he sold her farm. He tells me his family still lives there. Their thinking is that I'm going to take care of them forever, and the farm is now theirs. I didn't make that promise. I then ask what seems like a logical question. Why didn't you just pick up the phone and read his family the Riot Act and cut off their credit cards? Depp furrows his brow, looks confused. He's convinced that was TMG's job. That's why I'm paying them.
It's your family.
Thank you.
Pick up the...
It's one thing if you don't know about the spending going on because they're doing it, but he seemingly knew that they were living there and spending money, especially after the 200-page file.
Can you imagine him being confrontational? What would that phone call be like?
Obviously, he didn't want to be.
I think he hit the nail on the head, Trudy. He just doesn't... Yeah, he's not confrontational, and he just wants to be high and be Johnny Depp and wear lots of scarves. And
somebody would need to feed him his lines.
Be a rock star. You think he's making a lot of money with the Hollywood vampires?
No. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of loans he needs to pay back. In 2008, he was intent on purchasing a house. Remember, 2008, wanted to purchase a house adjacent to his property in the Hollywood Hills. And the financial guy said, I don't think it's the best time to buy a house right now, Johnny. Uh-huh. But if you want to, we can make some other cuts. Depp wrote him back, "We must buy this house." In the same email, he simultaneously chastened him for sending him hefty packets with too much information and expressed complete confusion about how his finances were run. So he had no interest in knowing because he thought the money was going to continue forever.
Yeah. Jeez.
2009, Depp contacted them because he wanted a staffer taken off his account because that staffer was restricted his spending. That staffer was put onto the account by the financial guys because his spending was out of control.
So when they tried to do their job, he wouldn't let them do their job.
Exactly.
It's his own fault.
Meanwhile, he hadn't done a movie in a year, so he wasn't. There was no income, which is pretty amazing.
He's just palling. Not my
job. Income, but he how many of those movies had he made by 2009? Probably a couple at least.
How many Pirates of the Caribbean?
There are at least six.
Seven? Six? Yeah. Seven? 30 million a movie?
You should have a few dollars still on the side.
And so that's when the story goes through all those emails, which everybody's seen before, about the spending back and forth. And now he's like, what else can I do? I'll sell it. I'll do whatever needs to be done. And they find out that you're $4 million overdrawn.
Whoa.
But it gets better.
How does it get that far before they just keep taking it out and tacking out fees?
If you're making $30 million a movie, you're still bankable. So that's why a bank's going to give him that loan. In 2010, he started Unison Records, his own label. You know, if you're in debt, it's always good to start a record label. By 2014, it had lost between $4 and $5 million.
When did it start? What year?
2010. So in 4 years, it lost about $1 million a year, a little over $1 million.
That's not bad.
His friend Bruce Witkin, the label's president, apologized for the losses and suggested it was time to call it quits, addressing Depp by the pet name Baja. Depp wrote back to Bwoozy, which is his pet name for him, telling him to keep it going. It's going to take the world 20 years to catch up to my genius.
What an asshole.
The label was finally closed a year later.
Who was on that label?
No one. That's why I lost that much money. I've never heard of that label.
Is he on that label?
Probably.
Then
in 2015, they're just pleading to him, stop spending. And he's like, I'm ready to face the music in whatever way I must. But he doesn't cut his spending. Other advisors told him he had to make two movies and sell his Saint-Tropez estate. And he had to do it quickly in order to cover the millions and loads he had taken out over previous debts. The message got the actor's attention. Depp responded by asking his financial guys if he was broke. He seemed to come around. He initially agreed on selling that his little hamlet, his Saint-Tropez estate, but then reneged after getting a crying phone call from
Sister
Christine.
His daughter, Lily Rose.
Aww.
Don't sell my childhood home.
Oh. So what?
How old is her home.
She didn't pay for it.
How old is she, Lily Rose?
She is 19.
19 now?
19 now.
Okay, so she was 16.
She has a modeling gig, doesn't she? Madeline.
She's on the cover of something. We were looking at earlier.
Yeah, she was semi-nude.
Pay for her own family home.
Yeah, but why she should have bought it off of him.
What was the name of the record company again? Was it a dumb name? I'm sorry. Because I just want to make sure I found the right. There was
Unison,
one band.
Unison.
Unison. Yeah, this is. Okay, I found one of the bands.
What? Have we ever heard of them?
I think so.
She's.
I got a fever, but it's under control. I said I got a fever, need to take it kind of slow.
Okay.
I got a fever, but
I guess I can see why it lost.
That's dark. I know that's not true, because they wouldn't have lost money on that.
There's another one.
It's a very European sound.
Both of them are, really. This group must have a really good singer, I'm guessing. I deserve... It's just my guess. I've never heard this.
Great stage presence.
We leave it together.
Not bad.
I'll look into some other bands that are actually on.
So after Lily begged him, don't sell my childhood home.
Oh, he kept
he
it.
He put out his frustrations on the financial advisor. Listen, you and I are going to have to fucking sit down. You're going to have to explain this shit to me because I don't appreciate a phone call from you in the 11th hour. If you're going to call me in the third hour. And of course, they're just blown away by this because we've been trying for 6 years to get you to curb your spending.
And let me guess, he kept the home.
He put it up for sale. It was listed originally for $13 million, and then what do you know? It jumped up to $27 million because he didn't want he didn't want to sell it. He broke promises to make the house available for potential buyers. Around the same time, he spent $108,000 on suits while in Singapore.
Wow,
he's very Elvis-like.
He never wears suits.
I know he doesn't.
You're right.
Blown out jeans.
Well, that's what he wears, pieces of suits. Probably he buys a whole suit and just wears the jacket.
Tears.
Doesn't realize he just
in a Sears sucker suit.
Just get the jacket.
January 2016. How long do you think he had liquid left if he didn't make any more income in January of 2016? How far could Johnny go?
$37 in the bank.
How long?
Six months.
6 months.
He was less than six before, or he was at six before, so I'd say he'd be around 2-3 months.
I'd say weeks.
30 days.
Oh my God.
That's all his liquidity that he had at that time. Geez. 30 days because of his spending. That's when the financial advisor told the staffers of Johnny Depp's house to stop spending money on houseplants.
Houseplants.
How much were they spending on houseplants? Then they get into Amber Heard, which seems to be a huge problem. And this seems to be a big dividing point between him and his sister because he has no prenup with her, which who cares? He has no money. He's got a lot of assets, though.
She can take seven houses.
But it sounds like she was just a bitch and no one in the family liked her.
They wouldn't want her horning in on anything anyway.
True.
So.
True, but the brother, the one, he's got a brother that I guess he was friendly with who was getting no money off him, and that was even the end. The brother's like, don't marry this chick, and then he marries her.
Oh, really?
Her. Yeah. Yeah. And so even though he had 30 days of liquidity, he spent $1 million on the wedding.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so he knows somewhat, and he just keeps making dumb decisions, and does he forget about it?
Maybe.
Probably.
He just hasn't. Maybe. What is it that you take when you? What is that pill that you take when you want to forget everything, like the day after you do it?
Oh,
what?
Morning after?
Or the forget me now from Arrested Development. Oh, or ketamine. Right. Ketamine is really good because you can do a bunch of really horrible stuff and then not know it the next day.
I thought you meant the morning after pill.
Or the morning
same
after
thing.
Pill.
Same thing. Different thing you want.
It's
you.
Gone. Just he don't worry about
five
it.
Five movies.
It's gone.
That are now completed and
going
to be launched, but none of them I've ever seen anything.
Well, one of them, I believe, is the movie with Amber Heard that was, they made that movie in like 2014.
Which one?
And that still hasn't been released because of all the bullshit.
Well, they get into how much he beat her and kicked her and covered.
Really?
She woke up with
they
pills
never kept
covered
up
in
on
blood.
That.
Like, yeah, there was a big story about it. And then, of course, the TMZ video, which we've watched plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. That movie, by the way, that was, I think it's City of Lies. No. It was London Fields.
Oh, right, yeah.
London Sounds Fields. Like a good one.
Completed. But yeah, there are like three of them that have been completed but not released, so that must be stinkers.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
By the way, real quick, I hate to interject, but I did find an actual band that was on the label.
I'm not biting on this one. Once again, they wouldn't have lost money if they would have signed Doyle Hargrave.
Yeah, no shit. No, but I'll be serious this time. It actually, the label was surprisingly not rock and roll, which is what he's known for. Like, I see some hip hop and some even electronical music. This is one. Some guy named Ramsey, I don't know.
Once again, this would have made money.
Is it Randy?
We don't need fucking practice, my Randy. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have the clue. Randy, you totally son of a bitch. She said, please help me get out.
I apologize.
No, it's fine.
So wait, was that real or no?
Yeah.
You like that? Okay, his...
One of his artists.
Like a number one hit tune already.
Wait, what's his name? Oh.
Vaughn,
yeah.
Vaughn.
So the lawyer says to the reporter, you're not allowed, this is before you even get, so you're not allowed to talk to him about Amber Heard because there's non-disclosure agreements. She got $7 million from him.
I know.
And of course, he talks about
get it.
He talks about it.
Sounds like he didn't have it.
It's amazing the cash you can come up with for a non-disclosure agreement with a wife that you beat up
several
times. She actually, that was revealed, though. I mean, what wasn't there to disclose after the pictures and everything
else? The
video.
Yeah. It must have been really bad.
Yeah, he must have done that Sherlock Gnomes movie, that animated movie where he just did the voice.
Oh, boy.
You've been drinking as long as me, you build up a tolerance.
Man, that is...
He starts talking about his depression after that breakup, and he says... You're going to arrive somewhere with your eyes open, and you're going to leave with your eyes closed. I couldn't take the pain every day. Is he implying that he wanted to kill himself? I don't know. I just don't believe it with him.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
He went on a tour with the Hollywood Vampires, decided to write a memoir. Listen to this bullshit, too. Poured myself a vodka in the morning, started writing until tears filled my eyes and I couldn't see the pages anymore.
Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
He wipes his eyes with the sleeves of his white shirt and continues his monologue. Oh, I keep trying to figure out what I've done to deserve this. I try being kind to everyone, helping everyone, being truthful to everyone. He pauses for a moment. The truth is important to me, and all of this still happened.
Wait!
What is he talking about?
It does sound like he was trying to be decent with his mom and decent with his, but he's just stupid about it.
Well, then you can call him every once in a while. Just because you pay for their stuff that they don't need doesn't mean you're
an idiot about it. But
he keeps talking too about how, you know, he just signed papers they put in front of him, didn't even look at them. And
that's on him. And then he's mad at everyone else.
The reporter points out, he goes, I looked at the loan agreements that he signed. And the pages he signed were summary agreements, and that he would have to have his eyes closed not to understand how much money he was borrowing and why he was borrowing it.
Well, that's with all the wine and the... He must not have amped up before he read those.
Yeah, reanimated?
Reanimated himself before he signed those.
It's really interesting. He does have a defender on his side that actually worked for that company for 2 years who claims that his sister... was paying for her wedding, her daughter's wedding, rent, mortgage payments, everything out of Depp's pocketbook. But you know what? Good luck proving it because he signed those loan agreements. I don't know. It's a really long article. I think that's pretty much everything.
Oh, it's long? Are you sure?
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Oh, listen to this.
How many pages was it printed out?
25.
Wow. That is a long story, but quite well told.
Is that like 25 this- front? And back, so it's
25
like
total.
50. Okay, 25 total.
I like this anecdote. Mm-hmm. On the third day, I go back to my hotel. This is the reporter. I go back to my hotel room for a hot shower and a change of clothes before returning to the mansion. You should have just stayed here, says Depp. Well, when I tell him I needed to change my underwear, he grins. That's why I always wear two pairs. Matter of fact, I'm wearing 6 condoms right now. I laugh, which seemingly encourages him. I also have a dental dam if you need one.
It's in the glove.
He thinks
glove
he's
box
so funny.
He does.
Oh, here's another good one. Someone mentions they can't stand Oasis.
What?
This is enough of an opening for Depp to grab an acoustic guitar.
Oh, play Wonderwall, right?
Spending 20 minutes to tune it before squawking out a few notes of Wonderwall.
How cliche.
As IMDb, I didn't know that they put trademarks as a segment of the IMDb file on people.
Like producer, director, trademarks.
Trademarks.
Really?
Deep whispering voice.
Is a trademark on that?
Trademark number 2. Frequently placed, freakishly eccentric outcasts whose oddities are misunderstood by society. Number 3. Works with Tim Burton. Number 4. Dark, intense eyes. Highly defined cheekbones. And 5. Known Flair. For wearing outlandish clothes and numerous tattoos.
Well, so the eyes thing works where he just gets sounds blasted into his ear, not lines.
Yeah, you're right.
One of his proudest moments of his life was when his son Jack had started a band. Depp asked, what are you going to call the band? The kid says, Clown Boner.
Are you serious?
Clown penis dot fart. That's what it sounds like.
We don't
like.
Need a paternity test. That's my kid.
Come on.
His kid's band, Jack Depp's band, is called Clown Boner. Please see if you can find some audio of Clown Boner. I'm sure they were on that record label. Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny. He's very eccentric. It takes him forever to open the gate at his house. He just doesn't seem to know how to do anything.
Wow.
He can't open the gate?
Well, yeah, because he's a moron.
Yeah.
He's a total moron. That. He is Elvis. He's kind of Elvis, except he's not...
Stupider. He's much
not
stupider
as,
Elvis.
Not as cool.
He wasn't as big as Elvis, and he's not nearly as cool. I mean, Elvis was one of a kind.
Definitely.
He wishes he'd died on the crapper.
Wow, I can't find anything on clown boner. No, I can't find anything on clown boner. I thought you were dicking around, seriously.
Mm-mm.
I'm on their Facebook page.
Clown boner?
Facebook page?
Yeah.
It's not this one, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It talking about be. Their music, it's about
so
to go
there
up
there.
So
there might be songs.
Yeah.
Oh, was he the...
The picture is a clown.
It's supposed to be a butt. That's a huge boner.
Yeah.
That's it.
Looks like his
keep,
knee.
No, keep paging down because it'll show the band. Oh, wait, there they are.
Well, that's a long came tragedy.
There. Oh.
Well, where's no, clown boner?
Oh.
There's a yeah, clown boner.
Do they have a YouTube?
No, I couldn't find it. Unfortunately.
Balls.
But...
Breaking what? News with Mort Krim.
The Death Triangle has been completed.
Yeah, I saw this 20 minutes ago.
What?
Who's so he? Coco, the WWE's Vader.
Oh, yeah.
And now Krauthammer.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah.
predicted he was going to die a couple weeks ago.
What a weak right. triangle.
He and said, who we found out was in a wheelchair like all his life and no one had any
that's
idea.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He got in that car wreck.
Talked about that a few
You know
months
who he
ago.
Is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's always on Fox.
I know that
Fox.
He's just... Okay, this is not nice to say, so I won't say it.
Just... Oh, knock it off. Don't just not say it because hey, he died.
He's very Trudy. Homely.
He's not going to hear you.
Of course he's homely.
I couldn't, if he mean? Were spouting some sort of miracle solution to the entire mystery of life, I couldn't watch him because he's horrible looking. Just like, no, I can't hear it. What, sorry.
What a concept.
Is it the mole under his eye? Is that what
it's everything.
For you?
It's everything.
All of it?
Rest in peace. Charles Krauthammer.
We didn't sorry. Hear that either.
Hey, you made a hell of a career.
His hair never grayed. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good for him. I'm glad he's... I bet he's happy about that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, it sucks.
Wasn't it it was a car crash when he was young, I believe.
Yeah. Car wreck. And then now so this triangle has a WWE wrestler, a gorilla, and a Fox News analyst.
That sounds like a party in Death Triangle.
I almost don't even want to believe that he was in a wheelchair. I never knew that.
I know.
Time. It's time! It's Vader!
Do you want to eulogize Vader, Brandon? Because nobody really knows who he is.
No.
Vader was a badass in, like, WCW. He was like...
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then...
Well, it wasn't even WWE.
This is Mark's revenge.
By the time he came to WWE, he was kind of old now, but...
Neat. Rest in peace.
Yeah. He fought Sting.
I was reading
but you,
on the
were
front.
You talking about wrestling?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Go
this
ahead.
This is a real a real turn, but the white
soccer's real.
A the minority whites? In the United States, the transition is accelerating.
Well, of course.
That we're becoming more of a
minority.
Especially
no one cares about the whites.
Or becoming a minority.
Especially in Michigan. Asians and Hispanics on the rise in Michigan.
Well, I mean,
the whites have been here since the beginning.
A couple of things that they've revealed by this. First of all, it's like, can you not put? I mean, couldn't this be on the down low? Because if they, you know, say something like this,
you're just going to piss.
It's just really
off.
Inciting things. But
yeah,
The one thing that they did say is that you know people of lower educational
mm-hmm.
they're sort of becoming more of a bigger majority.
Yeah, like Idiocracy.
Exactly. Exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
We're this close to Brando. Brando
the wealth
has electrolytes.
Sure, everyone else has problems, but does anyone ever ask the whites how they're doing?
No. But then the upshot of the rest of it is that, you know, it may also just be that it's been redefined because we are now mingling more, and so people are not defining themselves necessarily as white. But we're, you know, a lot of mixed.
There
are
a
lot
more
of
boxes that you can check.
Well, yeah, like,
yes.
like Obama's black and he's half white.
Yeah, right. Which one does he go? Half each?
Guess
he was
that's
born
all
in
the
Kenya,
whites can
so.
Hope for these days.
Yeah, so if...
So he's black.
If I got on with a Hispanic
Kenya,
and had a daughter, they'd be Hispanic.
They could fill that in.
We're being pushed out by classification.
For being Hispanic, right?
Ears.
Oh, it's just the whites? Oh, who cares about the whites? They're fine.
Well, if I'm trying to get into Harvard, I don't want to put Asian. If I have some Asian, I'm not going to choose that because I'm not going to get in. even though I have a great personality.
That's right.
And a lot of...
And I'm not smart at the other
Harvard
stuff.
A lot of street medical experience.
I do, yeah. I do that. Even though that lady would admit it, her labrum is torn.
Oh.
Kathy. No, that's in your shoulder.
I know.
I didn't say that on purpose.
I'm groaning at the fact that you're bringing it up again.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to...
My shoulder.
Pushing your amateur medical degree.
Very good at.
So white people need more Turpins in the world, right?
That's right.
Multiple children. Did you hear the 911 call?
Yeah.
I didn't even heard it, but
I didn't
it.
Listen to
Is
it.
Is there
yet.
Audio of it?
I didn't see that it was provided.
So there, it was just the...
It was in Brandon's prep. Did you read it?
It was also all over the news.
I think it was in...
Oh, sorry. Fuck.
It wasn't Brandon.
Maybe I shouldn't put it in there to remind you to read it.
Well, I mean, if you want to put the most common stories in prep...
Yeah, no, I didn't read
everyone
it.
Everyone sees.
When I first saw the story, I didn't read it. Then I saw it in your prep, and I didn't read it again.
I don't know why my prep has under attack
Brandon,
all the time here.
When you came here, that computer had a bunch of tabs open, and it was all your prep.
Thank you.
I didn't get to any of it, but... Because I was picking up sushi.
Thank you.
But I was trying.
That we subsequently gave to Eli.
Yeah, paid off.
I wasn't done with it, but that's okay. Go ahead, Eli.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding, Trudy. I was just trying to bump
you. I sort of felt that you weren't asking.
No, I was done. I was so
I was kind of wishing you'd jump in and say, no, you.
No, don't touch it, Eli.
Don't touch it, because I wanted to eat more.
What was the worst part of the 911 call for the Turpin kid that you thought?
Because they're beating our... My sisters and brothers
They're in
are
chains.
Chained to beds, and we can't take it anymore.
I couldn't stop focusing on the fact that she hadn't bathed in a year.
Why can't I find it?
Weren't they supposed to get two at least once a year? Wasn't it one bathing?
I'd rather be
per
beaten
year?
Than bathe more than once. I don't know. I'm just saying.
True. It stank.
I had juice.
So bad.
She said she couldn't breathe. There was so much dust.
Dust.
They didn't know. Feces. She didn't know anything about her mom. That's
really?
What the quote was. I don't know anything about my mom because the woman doesn't take care of us, which I don't understand what that meant.
Oh, she sounds like she's lying. What a bitch.
Yeah, we know that they went on several trips to watch her get married over and over.
They showed the Elvis on CBS this morning.
Oh, again.
Yeah, that guy is
That's
getting...
so creepy what they were doing, just going there every couple years to get remarried. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the Elvis guy didn't say nothing.
But yeah, no one said anything when
He's
they saw
He's getting paid.
This.
Yeah, he's no, like, hey, how come that kid hasn't aged? I saw him 8 years ago.
He doesn't want to cut off his best customers.
I know. He's got repeat business.
Let's see. She told this girl that called 911, told the dispatcher that she broke out of the home because she couldn't stand to hear her siblings crying anymore.
They'll wake up
at night and start crying. They wanted me to call somebody. I wanted to call y'all so y'all can help my sisters. The house reeked of human waste. Oh, what a surprise.
How do you know it's human?
Why do houses reek of human waste? There are toilets.
That should be the first thing that happens when you go crazy. It's just a shit everywhere.
So I noticed your home smells of feces.
Because you can't hold it or you just don't care?
You don't care.
You don't care.
Or maybe you don't know.
Like when you're drunk and you pee in your...
See, that's the thing about these hoarders that I don't understand. You know... I could see how some individuals wouldn't want to throw things away, and so shit just piles up, like Zuv's car and those gallons of water. Which, by the way, I walked by his car, and he had 16 in the front seat and on the
counted them.
Well, I guess 16, and he told me it was perfect.
My favorite thing about that story is that Brandon comes and goes, Zuv, you got like 16 gallons of water in your car, and Joey goes. Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. 16.
But see, normal hoarders. I'm sorry.
I was impressed by your eyeballing.
Oh, yeah. I was really good at guessing how many gumballs are in the.
I figured they were like 4x4 stacked perfectly.
No, they were not.
They were not. They were just piled in.
They were just piled in there. In fact, he drives a very small car, so I'm sure that the car is actually kind of leaning when he's driving. That's a lot of water.
It sloshes when he turns corners.
Was it full of water? Or
yes,
they were empty.
Yeah, they were
it's going to get hot in there.
You're going to do that? It'll chill. But my point was with these hoarders, I could see how you could just keep collecting things and holding on to things like Zuv's and water. But when the feces comes into play.
Yeah, why?
Why would you keep the feces? I mean, that's the disgusting part. Kind of like we were watching that documentary about genius. What is it called?
Wait, the meth one?
No, the genius chick. The bomb around his collar.
Oh, yeah.
Evil genius. They were all hoarders. They just collected a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And shit.
And
literally.
Feces.
Yeah, I just don't know why you have to keep the poop around.
Well, the toilet breaks, you don't know how to fix it.
And you're right, Mark, the one with the meth. Remember they kept covering the poop up with shirts?
Meth one was dog shit, though.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of understand. Once you hit a certain point.
Kind of understand.
No, well, you hit a certain point, you're just like, oh, this is just too much cleanup.
Why is feces the first thing?
It's a loss. Well, I wouldn't poop, but I could see accruing a lot of stuff.
The smell.
Possibly. I might be a hoarder. Because I get to a certain point, I'm like, I don't even know where to start cleaning this. I'm just going to keep throwing shit everywhere.
Trudy and I are the opposite. We'll throw everything and anything
away. I would
no,
love
I'll throw, no, I will throw stuff away, but if it got to a point where I threw trashed. Things.
I get off on getting rid of shit.
Complete wreck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want anything.
I feel a weight of the objects.
I do too.
That's why it drags you down into a depression, and then you just don't want to get up to go to the bathroom.
A lot of those hoarders.
This makes sense to me, though, the more I go with this.
The hoarders, lot of it is they also hoard animals, and so sometimes it's dog and cat feces as well.
I understand that. But
I
you do?
I knew of a family whose toilet had broken, and they, rather than fix it, call a plumber or do something, they just used a bucket for a couple of months.
Did they have 16-gallon waters in their car, too?
No. No, it was
just making sure it's not that family.
Had nothing to do with it.
Time out. How do you know this?
They have,
did you go over there and have to use the bucket?
Relatives of someone that I knew, yes.
Try to use the bucket.
I have to go to the bathroom. Can I use your bucket?
It was terrible. I mean,
yeah, it's right there. You know where it is.
No.
I was appalled.
This isn't the first time you've been in my
house.
I'm
sorry. Who are these people there? You don't have to say.
I shouldn't say.
Were you friends with them?
No, they were relatives, cousins of...
Whatever. That happens.
A boyfriend, let's put it that way.
I'm so happy I have you
as my
best
friend.
We went
to visit a long ways away. It was in Pennsylvania.
Toilet is so easy to fix.
Right, I know. And they,
easiest thing to fix.
You've fixed a lot of toilets.
If I can fix one, then that's an easy thing to fix.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand why you wouldn't do that. That is the first time I'd actually ever witnessed people existing that way.
As easy as a toilet is to fix, it might just be easy to use a bucket.
No. But if that if my toilet broke and I didn't know how to fix it, I may spend 3 or 4 days going to Starbucks or whatever. But I'd get around to it. I'd fix it. But it might take me a couple days.
That's why Starbucks had to do that.
Jim. For emergencies.
Slow hoarder.
Busy during the day. I can't fix my toilet.
How far in are we? Show meeting?
155.
Are all the reads done? Did I miss one?
Yeah, I think you got through them the first 10 minutes of the show.
Well, there was a reason for that. I had to. Jerk. I should be a bigger jerk about it.
All right, I apologize.
If you weren't so late, we would have started. Right?
I know.
Could have spaced them out. Yeah.
Some people got to go to work.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like being here.
I wish I could.
You paid me here? I just like this because I can't see him. Jim can see both of us.
Easier,
Trudy
yeah.
can see both of us.
Brandon's getting
love you, Brandon.
I find it hilarious. I will maintain that I'm the one that gets bullied around here, not you.
Oh, I get bullied plenty.
Oh no, who gets bullied on Maz Day?
Me.
Well, that's Maz Day is a time where Mark
the audience.
The audience.
Well, Maz is kind of makes himself an easy target.
They get bullied by non sequiturs.
That's a form of bullying. That's passive aggression, isn't it?
What? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the way you think.
It's not called bullying. It's called tough love.
I see.
Tabloid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Want to hear some tabloid stuff?
Please.
Do you know the big Scientology center is being built in Detroit?
Yep.
We now know why they've chosen downtown Detroit. Tom is trying to get Katie back, according to the Inquirer.
What?
Oh,
she lives in
right.
Toledo. Or she's from Toledo.
Oh, that's why?
According to Stephen Mango, former Scientology member.
That's his theory.
Another source said if the church is looking to lure Katie back, you can be sure Tom's involved.
Was that the second person with the last name Mango today?
Mango. No, he was seen yesterday. Also, talking about Australian Scientology.
Okay. Just
Mango's getting a lot of
I heard that recently.
Tom is masterminding the whole thing from conception to plans of construction. Maybe he'll be in town.
Why didn't he do it in Toledo then?
Yeah, she doesn't live
big city
in Toledo. Her parents live in
Cleveland.
I
know she doesn't live in Toledo. Do it in Cleveland. Get it out of here.
What are you talking about?
What's closer, Cleveland?
Cleveland!
Or Detroit to Toledo.
Detroit.
Detroit.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Plus, Detroit is really close. Yeah. Do you think
so? What is it going to matter? What are they really going to do there? Tom Cruise is going to be there all the time.
The church has to spend money to remain a nonprofit.
Right. Yeah.
So,
you're going to get her back. She's free.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
she's single now, right? She's not with Jamie Foxx anymore.
Yeah.
Wasn't she dating Charlie Conway from the Mighty Ducks?
What?
Katie Holmes was?
Jeff Conway?
Jeff
Conway.
What's his name? Joshua Jackson or whatever?
Yeah, Joshua Jackson.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't know. It was on one of Drew's magazines.
Yeah, you're right. No, he's right.
Wait, Joshua Jackson, her Dawson's Creek co-star?
Yeah, Pacey and Joey.
No.
I know. Really? Isn't that a shame?
What is
it?
Someone
tell Dawson.
Don't tell
Dawson. He'll be very sad.
I totally
think.
Is
that Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can hook up with Jennifer.
I don't know.
It's Michelle Williams, his character.
Oh.
I watched a lot of Dawson's Creek when I was younger.
Never did. Whoa.
It was hilarious. That show and Party of Five were like my two guilty pleasures.
Who's in Party of Five again?
Matthew
Fox. It was
Lacey Chabert.
Shando.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Party of Five?
She was 90210. I was not the biggest 90210.
I never watched Party of Five. I just named three, didn't I?
Nev Campbell.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
JLH. Lacey
Chabert.
Matthew Fox.
Oh, and Scott with the dimples, the
Wolf.
Short guy.
Scott
Wolf, yeah.
Yeah, this was my favorite. This is my favorite episode here.
Dude, let me tell you something. There is nothing that'll ever happen in the rest of our lives that's as important as what's going on right here, right now, in high school by these lockers.
I've got so many problems.
Hey, nothing that can't be fixed by staring at a lake.
High school is such a serious thing. These problems matter.
Yep. Favorite episode.
Wow. That was a good one.
Jim, street doctor and 90s serial TV savant. That's his two areas of expertise.
I like a lot of TV.
Apparently.
I like a lot of TV.
You like a lot more reality shows than I ever thought.
Yeah, I do. I like a lot of them. What was the one? It's coming back. Oh, I liked it. It's kind of real world-esque. It's on MTV, Jersey Shore. Oh, shit.
Road Rules?
No, it's...
God, that was terrible.
It ain't Buck Wild, because that dude died.
Buck Wild.
It just had it last season. They were like, Floribama Shore.
Oh yeah!
Did you guys?
I never really got
it?
Into that.
The big meathead. Okay.
I actually liked that Buck Wild one until.
I never watched that one.
Oh man, it was very brief because in between shooting seasons one and season two, the main character decides to go mud bogging and his tailpipe got covered with mud, and so he and his buddies decide, let's just sleep through the night and we'll do it in the morning.
Yeah, what else would you do? Okay.
And so, they all died. And then additionally, all the other cast members said, no, we'll still do the show even
though they're
here.
Of course
they
did. In his memory.
But then one of the main characters got a DUI, another main character got arrested for heroin, and then a third got busted.
What was he
going to
do
some,
the show without
assault.
Heroin?
See, their big mistake. They should have been filming all that.
I know. Make it into a
documentary. You're right.
That's a whole season right
make
there.
Make it into a documentary.
So Buck Wild didn't last too long.
Buck Wild.
I actually just watched the...
Buck Wild. See, I hear that and I think of the girl that was on Flavor of Love. And he called herself Buck Wild.
I actually just watched the Jersey Shore episode that you were talking about on Sunday.
Oh, period shit.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. That was disgusting.
Hilarious, though. I was that. Even Kate was dying laughing.
Ugh, the period shit.
And no one can figure out. Wasn't it fun? They're like, "What the hell is that?" I don't know.
They really milked it. They made it a 45-minute segment.
Jackson.
It was one Jackson.
But did you agree with what I thought it was? Do you think I was right?
45 minutes.
Do you think?
I don't recall what you had to say about it.
So it was just a fart. Where it started?
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was. She admitted it was.
She thought she pooped, but
it was a double.
Okay. I didn't want to say that loud.
Well, yeah,
she double
came out blazing on Sunday.
Oh.
Minute three.
Well, someone said made their mark. I can't remember who made their mark, and that was the title of the episode. So, she didn't make a mark. She showed everyone her underwear afterwards. That's when everyone was hiding behind chairs.
A really good production job of that.
Slow motion when they were running away.
Vinny's jumping behind a couch, and yeah, that was funny.
Oh my God, the show is so stupid.
It's poop.
It's great.
And then she cried later. She got bummed out because she made an idiot of herself.
Oh, why? By period shitting?
But she kept talking about it.
That
she
doesn't make her cry?
She kept bringing it up, and they're sitting around there like, okay, enough already.
Paris Jackson is dating three women at the same time, and people are very concerned because...
Why? It sounds like a good thing.
The fear is that someone's going to get hurt, according to the insider.
From what?
Three women? So does she have like lesbo four ways?
Yeah, she's dating... we know she's dating Cara Delevingne. You know, every time I see that girl's name, I don't bother reading the whole thing. I could probably read it and figure out what her last name is and how it's pronounced. But I see Delevingne. She's dating something called Ashley Benson.
Something.
Oh, Ashley Benson? No, that's Amber Benson.
From Pretty Little Liars.
Tommy Benson. No, I don't know. No one.
Isn't she?
That's a joke just for me, Jim. Thank you.
Isn't she like the kid in the candy store who never got candy, and so now she's just
gone. Like your dad.
She's gone.
She never had a childhood.
True.
Yeah, because of her dad that never had childhood, and he screwed up giving her one.
Julie said to me the other day, she goes, "Maybe Michael Jackson's right. Childhood's just too short." Yeah, but is his 20 years long?
I would picture you being the one saying that to her.
Right.
She was joking, but.
Yeah. So,
things could get quite nasty if Paris doesn't choose one of these girls to date exclusively, according to the insider. It's all very well when things are in the honeymoon phase of romance. Once it all settles down, things are bound to get intense and potentially explosive, end quote.
Ooh, I have audio of Paris, one of her girlfriends, Janet, and the other girlfriend, Allison. So this is all three of these chicks.
Oh, yeah, scissor. Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
Janet, you're crazy.
Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh, scissor me timbers.
It sounds like she's having a blast.
I think Kara was mad when she heard that audio.
Kara who?
Shit.
Don't read the whole word, the whole name.
I'm trying. I'm trying to make sense of it.
The Globe is reporting that Matt Lauer is going to come back to TV. He's been in secret talks with the Today Show to save them.
And Kevin Spacey's movie is back, too.
So are they going to have to blow everyone else back out?
Yeah, well, Hoda Kotb just, quote, isn't cutting it. And Megyn Kelly's, quote, a complete disaster.
Well, Hoda Kotb? From the Drunk Ladies Hour of the Today Show? Wow.
Good thing they didn't pay her $25 million because she's not working out.
Is there ever a point?
I don't know. What's wrong with that?
Where Lauer coming back?
Yeah. I mean, does that annoy you with a Kotb Savannah Guthrie combination? It doesn't really bother me.
Not really.
Wait. He can't come back.
I thought he's going to have to blow out the whole staff.
He can't come back to the Today Show.
No, he cannot.
I don't know. Why not?
I think he's going to make a comeback into television, but not that show.
If he were to come back to the Today
Show. He could do a game show now.
They could get him for $10 million.
That's beneath him, Trudy.
He'll do some streaming thing, some Hulu, some Netflix or something. He'll be the host of something.
He wouldn't want to do that. He's got to do news. He has to insert himself.
He's got to interview.
Maybe he can take the Brian Williams way.
That's what I was going to say. If he were to be back on the Today Show, the person who should be most pissed is Brian Williams.
Yes.
Who's just been exiled to, 11 o'clock on basic cable?
I think he'll make his way back in the next few years, too.
What channel is he? I don't even know.
MSNBC.
It's MSNBC.
Oh, MSNBC. Okay. I didn't know that.
I think he's really good on that show. I mean, not surprisingly, but because I love Brian Williams.
He is really good. He's just a liar, and then when they tell him to stop lying, he just keeps lying.
What are you supposed to do when you're a journalist? Tell stories. He was a good storyteller.
You're supposed to tell the
truth. Too many times.
True stories.
And we got to meet our girl because of him.
Oh, yeah, Yolanda.
We haven't spoken to her. We need to get a New Jersey story so we have an excuse to call her.
Look up Red Bank, New Jersey. See if there's a story. Diane Keaton is becoming very frail, and everyone's incredibly worried about her. A snitch says she's usually really quite lively, but these days she's gaunt and has lost loads of weight and always seems to be cold on the sunniest of L.A. days. She's burning the candle at both ends and needs to slow down if she ever wants to avoid an early grave.
Jeez.
Who's this asshole? There's a picture of her.
It was quoted.
Check out the picture of her.
Yeah, let's see her, too. I want to see that.
A snitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Another person.
She's always been weird looking, though.
Oh, she's ducking under an awning.
Yeah, but she's freezing, and the sun is out
She's a woman. She sounds like Kate.
I don't know.
She was on one of the nighttime talk shows.
She's a woman.
She was wearing those mittens, those hand mittens.
Really?
But
There's some truth to the story.
That I wear in the wintertime. And,
yes.
And they, he asked him about them. And,
which I don't understand.
Why are you wearing those?
I don't understand.
Circulation.
Fingerless mittens or fingerless gloves.
Johnny Depp would
wear. You got a guitar to play?
No. Yes. No, I have things that I need my fingers for.
Oh. Hubba hubba.
No comment.
James Caan is fighting for his life. He's a medical mess. New York internist.
Sounds like he...
Jesus. New York internist Dr. Stuart Fisher says the purplish marks and needle coverings are signs that the four times divorce star, did Dr. Stuart Fisher say he was the four times divorce star, is clearly taking an anticoagulant.
Wait, was that a part of a quote?
Yeah.
Why can't there be track marks from heroin or something?
I see people like that every day, says the author of the Park Avenue Diet, who has not treated Khan.
I haven't seen Khan, but I see everyone else.
His hands look purplish. The skin color is darker than it should be. He has bruises, in all caps, everywhere!
I feel like I should be in some of these stories. I could diagnose some of this stuff.
Yeah, well.
Just as well. I could make it just as good maybe. A guess.
Yeah, well, you're going to need to write a book first.
Maybe you guys can call Yolanda about New Jersey legalizing weed.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And gambling.
We're about to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not
perfect.
A bad idea.
It's perfect. It's kind of, you know.
I love Yolanda.
Would she have a strong opinion? Hey,
boys? She would just get
She's great.
About weed?
I feel like she died. I'm thinking of some other
child. Oh. Shut your mouth.
No, it must be another. Was she older? Someone
Yolanda
died.
Yolanda was 93 when we first called
like
her.
Like 108 now.
So she's probably 96.
Are you sure you guys didn't? I'm thinking
she
of someone
did not
else.
Die. Because we talked to her.
I'm thinking of someone else. You guys, you guys just found out died.
You want to know who else is dying?
Who?
Kelly McGillis. She's eating herself to death.
I saw a picture of her next to Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Is that
Top Gun 2 has been the worst for her because people are digging in all the where are they nows. And Tom Cruise still does look young for, you know, a guy his age. And
Scientology.
That's why.
She's 5'10" and busts the scales at a whopping
227.
278 pounds.
Ooh.
An insider says,
three bills.
Kelly's completely unrecognizable these days. She looks way older than her 60 years. After battling booze and drug addictions, now she's hooked on food. Can you just imagine the insider saying all this? At more than 250 pounds, she's morbidly obese, which means her obesity may cause serious disease. And she may be diabetic,
diabetes,
says
exactly.
Dr. Stuart Fisher.
Dr. Gabe Merkin, who has not treated Kelly. Kelly still acts and works with women in New Jersey at a drug and rehab facility to give them hope. But it appears she's the one in need.
You hungry?
This is Kelly.
Here's a picture of her, Trudy. She looks great.
I wonder if she gets a cameo in the movie.
Who wants she? Who the fuck wants she?
God, really? Jesus.
I'm actually looking forward to that movie, though.
Ugh.
Why?
Because I don't know. It's nostalgic for me. I loved the first one.
So Tom Cruise looks unnaturally young, and then Val Kilmer has been recovering from, what, throat cancer?
Yeah, but he's healed
End of assist.
Exactly. Right.
But I'm wondering if, like, I know, how are they going to do it now? Is he going to be an instructor? Because
yeah, I think that's it, isn't it?
Well, technically he's not allowed to be because all the Top Gun instructors, if you remember, are former winners. He did not win. Iceman won.
Well, he could have won in the past 30 years. We just don't know about it.
There was a line in here I think I forgot. Oh, the first line is, former Top Gun beauty Kelly McGillis has eaten herself into a danger zone. The new one is Garth Brooks. The headline is What a Waste, as in his waistline. And it actually says medical experts warn that he's digging an early grave with his
fork
knife,
and spoon?
Knife and fork.
Knife and fork.
Garth is in real trouble, dishes a longtime friend. He's 56 now and has been adding way too many inches to his waistline. After reviewing photos of the star, Dr.
Stuart Fisher.
Stuart Fisher.
Who has not treated Brooks as a singer, now crushes the scales at 250 pounds after his
crushes
weight yo after his weight
less
yo-yo
than Kelly, Kelly McGillis.
Lifespan expert, Dr.
Stuart.
Gabe Merkin.
It's both.
They combine forces for the Garth
Are
Brooks story. It's that serious.
Yeah, once a week they go, all right, we got this one, we got this one, we got this one. And they just randomly
But Garth is in such dire straits that they both teamed up. Oof. Gabe Merkin says, he looks like he's headed for a heart attack.
How's Chris Gaines doing, though?
He's actually, he looks very thin, Chris Gaines.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat?
They say that him and Trisha Yearwood, his wife, are codependents when it comes to eating.
Wait, she got She's bigger, didn't she?
Yeah.
Has she always been on the bigger side? Just
I don't know. I can't believe she had to be hot at one time for him to nail her.
I cannot keep country stars. I don't.
Yeah, he's like the only one.
One from another.
Not into them.
Well, I mean, all the dudes wear tight jeans and a cowboy hat.
Oh, Trisha Yearwood is not who I was thinking.
Was she ever hot? Who are you thinking of? I know you were thinking of Kelly Clarkson.
No. Ew, she's got a... Trisha Yearwood walked into a bar, and the bartender said, "Why the long face?" She looks kind of weird. Who is? I know I'm thinking of a younger girl, blue eyes, dimples. She's short, but
Dunno.
Has a few curves.
I don't know. Oh, Miranda Lambert.
That might be.
She's banging. Like, I was like everybody,
but she's cute.
Yeah, she's all right.
Or was
she was with what's his
Blake
face? Shelton. Blake.
Yeah.
Check out Trisha Yearwood.
That rube.
She looks like Lacey from picture. Teen Mom. I don't think she was ever hot. Oh, that's Trisha Yearwood. I was thinking that was Kelly McGillis.
Trisha Yearwood with the with 80s hair.
Rooks could have done way better than that.
God.
Nice jacket.
Yeah, and a jean jacket.
J-Lo refused to go in a cold pool for a video shoot.
Because?
She put her toe in and said it was too cold. That's not the right temperature.
What was her temperature requirement?
They showed her the thermostat.
86.
Which had the exact degree that she demanded on there. And J-Lo insisted that the gadget was wrong. And
what is it, like 90? Or they don't
say. It doesn't
say.
But
ooh, cold up there. Must be tough on your penis.
The point being that her foot knew what the temperature was, not the gadget.
Yes.
Well, she may have diabetes. She's losing feeling in her feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because of that someone get merkin on the phone.
My forever.
She might not be feeling it. Is she gaining some weight?
Well, yeah.
I need to see J-Lo.
Medical expert.
Yeah. Everybody saw that Jackson's elephant escaped, right?
Oh,
yeah. Did you know that?
To where?
He's in the zoo. Michael Jackson's elephant escaped.
He escaped from the zoo?
He's trying to get back to Michael.
The name of the...
Yeah.
The name of the elephant propofol. Is Ali, A-L-I, or Ali.
Ali.
We have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
How come Bubbles gets a cool name and this elephant stuck with it?
Is Bubbles alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bubbles is doing great.
Okay.
It's also in Florida. Maybe Ali was going to see Bubbles.
Just for old time's sake.
The gate was accidentally left open by a zookeeper.
Bubbles is 35 years old.
Have they? Well, Coco was 45.
Yeah, rest in peace.
45.
Rest in peace, Coco.
She had to die at Jackson's at 45.
Oh my God! Look at this sculpture of Jackson and Bubbles.
Bubbles.
His dick's inside.
Oh my God!
Oh, it is.
Oh my God! I saw that at the same time you said it.
That is dick's inside.
Oh my God! That's terrible.
They're both making faces in that picture that looks like.
Are they
that he's fucking that?
Are they sculptured in gold?
Of course. Yeah. What else?
Oh my God!
The elephant, by the way, roamed around the area for 20 minutes before the staffers moonwalked him back in.
They didn't say that, did they? Thought that was your joke.
Well, that's what the article says.
Yeah, so they dragged him backwards.
Oh my God! Wait, no, I'm sorry, Jim. It's an actual quote from somebody at the Jacksonville Zoo. What do you do when an elephant ends up in a yard he's not supposed to be in? You moonwalk him back to his proper enclosure.
He's in Jacksonville?
Yeah, nice letting that elephant out.
Yeah. How do you accidentally let an elephant out?
Brad Pitt's getting custody of the brats. Did you know that?
Oh, I see. He's angry. Insisting on getting more time with his children.
Yeah, well, the judge favored.
Except Maddox. Favored him.
Right. Yeah, Maddox, because he's an adult. Maddox is an adult. He gets to choose. I'm serious. Yeah. He's old enough to decide where he wants to go.
Go back home.
I have to wonder. I mean, I thought
where he was executive producer of that movie.
Yeah,
can't believe that.
I would have thought Brad Pitt would have been just happy to be outside. You know, like to get free of that whole thing, that bad scene.
Do you think he's bummed he got all the kids? Wasn't that? Well, how many kids are actually theirs?
Two or three?
Okay.
Yeah.
He just wants
Shiloh.
I don't know. I could see him. Except for Maddox, that guy's a dick. But I could see one of the other kids.
Pax.
Yeah.
Pax.
I think Vivian I don't know which ones are
Vivian and Knox.
Knox.
And then of course Shiloh, those three, yeah. Those are the three ones.
Who is a boy?
I guess he'd be fun, huh? He'd be a good dad.
He wants us. Well, yeah, and he's got money. He doesn't really have to watch him. Although he's not dating that chick anymore from MIT.
Oh, the...
She's back with the billionaire hedge fund guy.
She bounced
back. Yeah.
Wow.
Which I don't blame her. I think that's a good move by her. She gets to get boned by Brad Pitt for a while and then go back to a billionaire hedge fund guy that nobody pays attention to.
Yeah.
She got the best of both worlds.
Man. So envious.
I don't know what's so great about her. And finally,
she's a brain, right? She's smart.
Yeah, she is. Well, she's a professor at MIT. Barbara Walters is planning her own funeral, which is quite sad.
Oh, boy.
But a source let us know that there's going to be a video package starring her favorite person, Barbara herself.
Oh.
Doesn't every funeral have a video package?
Yes.
Barbara,
the person that's dead.
Sorry. My apologies.
That should be in the video package, though.
Peter, there have been some...
Barbara, quiet for a second. Sorry. My apologies, but yes. He's coming out.
Okay.
At least he said sorry.
My God, that was terrible.
There have been some reports that when he is arraigned, that he would be in the cell next to Eric Menendez, which is currently empty. This is what we had heard today, and it's just something to add to what might happen in the future.
Are you surprised at all the coverage that that rapper that was shot?
Yeah, I'm very surprised, especially his manager comes out today and says, he's going to be the next Tupac. No, he's not. Tupac had hits. Everybody knew he was a big Hollywood actor.
He was around for a while, a lot longer than this guy was.
When did the manager say that?
Today.
Oh, he's saying he's going to be the next
Tupac? In other words, he's got all this stuff. Yeah, and he's got all this stuff recorded.
Yeah. Bullshit. Okay.
I cannot believe how much coverage there's been and the memorials that people have had for him.
Oh, I do want to thank...
Did you know who he was?
I officially feel really old. I've never had heard of him.
I do want to thank Alex for emailing us saying...
thank you.
It is pronounced XXX Tentacion.
Tentacion?
It's not the best name.
Tentacion?
Tentacion?
Kind of
XXX Tentacion.
Tentacion?
Well, he had to die to get famous, because otherwise no one could pronounce that name. Cara Devigny's situation.
I know. You get to the two out. The XXX and no one cares.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the Monkees had to cancel their tour before it even got started?
The Monkees were going to be on tour. Did anybody tell Mel?
Don't you go dying on me!
It was...
Why did they cancel?
Mike Nesmith and... Oh, God, who's the other one?
Davey's dead.
No, Davey's dead.
Oh, that's right, okay.
And Peter.
Mickey is alive. Yeah.
And Mickey. It's Mike and
Dolan's?
Mickey. Yes. But I guess
I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Mike Nesmith.
Why were they going on tour?
And
who were they going on tour with?
Money grab.
Just them. I saw dates for themselves.
Wait, who are the two that are like Mickey and...
Mike and Mickey.
Isn't Mike an heir to like the 3M fortune?
I think that's why he's sick.
Need money.
That's why he's sick?
Huffing too much white out.
But he doesn't need money.
Because what do you do with the rest of it now that nobody needs it anymore?
No. Oh, maybe that's why Huff doesn't have money, because nobody's buying white out anymore.
He was unconscious and rushed to a hospital when they were performing.
Seriously?
In Pennsylvania, yeah.
Oh.
They're doing real small dates. I think that was
just warming Toledo. Up for the big tour.
Huh. I think Toledo was booked. That was like... coming right up. So
Tom Cruise is going to be there.
Yeah.
See Katie.
And Monkey Mobile Mel. Yeah.
I hope to God Tom Cruise comes to town to build that Scientology Center. That would be the funny, because you know he'd wear a hard hat and walk around like he's really in charge.
Oh my gosh.
To have, like run up the side of it.
He'll be holding blueprints. Yeah, he'll run the side. You'll see him
rappel
out of the side of it with a hard hat. And blueprints and a fluorescent vest.
He's got a belt on.
Yeah, like he's really doing work.
Hammer in it. Some nails. Cruise.
I'm watching that movie, though, that you recommended, American Made.
Yeah, it's really good, despite the fact that Tom Cruise is ridiculous.
I have to watch it, yeah.
How far in are you?
I think I'm in by 45. A Jackson.
45 minutes. I know, it's funny. I
had to go to bed. But.
I feel like I cannot watch a movie all the way
all
through
the way
anymore.
I know.
So I'm currently about a Jackson in on Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I'm finally getting to that.
Really?
I'm watching it in like 10-minute segments, which is really annoying. And
when
the other one,
two young children.
And that's part of the problem, and a big problem in that huge. They're the worst problem. the other problem. One is Blade Runner, because I love the original Blade Runner, but Blade Runner 2049,
yeah,
is like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
I'm probably an hour and a half in.
Really,
once again, watching in 10-minute segments, and after the last 10-minute segment, I said, you know what? This movie's taking way too long in 10-minute segments. I'm just going to read what happened on Wikipedia.
So I did that too.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
I watched.
Isn't that terrible?
Did it sound good?
Well, yeah. It's like, okay, that's the plot. Okay, I don't need to see it now.
Would you watch, Trudy?
I watched 2049, too. Also a Mark recommendation. And it took me two nights to do that. But it's really like...
It's a little slow.
Very sort of artsy-fartsy imagery.
Who was the director? Ridley Scott?
Was it?
No, I don't know. Didn't he do the original?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I'm assuming he did this one.
I liked it, though. I thought it was pretty good.
It was good.
It was too slow and it was too long.
I did.
Slow down.
It did go and look for the plot was.
Slow down. What the plot was?
I did the same thing.
Oh, went to Wikipedia. I know. Because like, why do you need to see movies?
After a while, you're like, what am I seeing here? You know, I mean, you almost have to be like sort of on the same. What is it, LSD 25 trip that guy was on when he made it, or?
Well, it was. That's what I liked about it. It was cool.
The director is Denis, spelled D-E-N-I-S, Villanueva.
Denny.
Oh,
Denis.
He's one of those.
Denis.
His parents had bad penmanship. It's supposed to be penis.
Right. Hugh Denis.
We got a lot of email on the Clio thing too.
Oh, cool.
People really don't believe it. One guy wrote a really, really long and really well thought out as to why he didn't believe it.
Made some very valid points. This guy did. What was the guy's name?
Hubert.
Do they think Hubert did it or did someone else do it? Because Hubert,
I don't know.
Hubert sounded.
He didn't seem like the kind of guy that would do something like that. But then again, you know, because the kind of guy that would do something like that, we're basing it all on the Eastern Michigan guy who had priors and.
Yeah, but I picture that conversation
so
going differently. If Hubert did it, he would try to make some point, or he would have been a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
To me, that's what I thought.
He does not seem scared that, you know, FBI was contacted. You'd think if you're going to do one of these things that you'd be pretty scared about getting caught yourself.
That's true. Yeah, because why would you contact the FBI? You just contact someone locally. And then you don't want the media. Oh, what's his GoFundMe at? And speaking of which,
you know what?
Jerry needs a speed gun is gaining a lot of steam.
Is it?
Yeah.
This GoFundMe, by the way, I hate when you guys ask me.
Why? Because it's impossible to find?
It takes...
I know.
There's only one method that I know how to get to it, and it takes about 8 pages to get to it. I have to search one thing to grab a page.
There's only a way to like remember or maybe bookmark something, so it's always bookmarked, and then you could just go to a bookmark section.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you could do
that. I know, especially those who are asking about how much it's up to. Maybe they should do it.
Well, the person that usually asks isn't here and doesn't have a computer in
front
of them.
I figured you had
bookmarked it. What's his last name now? Like, all I can think is Brown. Because
Japanese?
Roberts.
No, Hubert. I thought you were talking about Drew. get Jerry a speed gun's at $65.
Oh, nice.
Some of the recent donations have come in from
Sleuth. Popped up. Is that it?
Hugh Jepinus donated, Player Dave donated. Orenthal J. Simpson donated, and Part-Time Mass donated.
Orenthal
James said $3 something to some change in a picture.
Is that what he gave?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
A picture of him smiling.
$3.52.
Player Dave wrote, "It's a donation. That's all it is. Period."
Yeah, it looks like
period.
it looks like Hubert raised his goal again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from 2,500 to
what? His campaign is trending.
See, that's
to five why, grand, and it's at 3,065.
I think that's why a lot of people are not going to believe that it's a legitimate racial attack. Plus, like we said, those blatant ones just are very rare.
Would somebody
most
be questioning
be
you
hidden?
If they say attacked your car and wrote "cracker" on the side of it?
Would it bother me?
What would the equivalent of a swastika would offend Mark be?
A saltine,
very easily offended.
Like somebody flipping the bird, or I don't know.
I don't know. Brandon asked me earlier today what did you ask me? Would I eat dog? Is that what the question was?
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Cat.
I don't know where that came from. And I said, well, yeah, if it's prepared.
If it's cooked correctly, I would.
Not like if I went over to Jim's house and he prepared a dog. I don't want to eat it.
No, and I wouldn't just, I mean, yeah, you'd have to be cooked.
But if I was in Korea and the restaurant's like, oh, try this, and I eat it, and they go, that's a dog. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
You're sick.
Why is that sick?
Yeah.
You're sick for eating a cow.
Or a pig.
I'm not friends with any cows, though.
Yeah.
I have been friends with dogs.
Well, I don't want to eat your friendly dogs.
You don't have any friends with dogs, though. You hate Mags and Layla here. You talk shit about Bill. And it's
wait,
just
me?
You and little kitty cats.
Me?
You like cats.
Oh, I like cats, too. I'm friends with
my
cats.
My good friend, you are very, very wrong. For yesterday.
Pussy.
For yesterday, I went and bought... I went and bought treats for the next door neighbor dogs, Breslin.
Aww.
Breslin, who I hate that name.
Oh.
On one side, who's a female boxer, and Brock on the other side, who is a male boxer.
Oh, so did they get together?
Those are real dogs, unlike Bill. But they're very nice dogs.
Well, Bill's nice.
But they're opening that
a fake dog.
I love dogs.
They're opening that restaurant downtown. You know the
you're serving dog?
No, a goat though.
I've had goat before.
That African, there's some refugees from...
Bev's Caribbean Kitchen in Ann Arbor used to have jerk goat.
Yeah.
And it was really
jerk
good.
Jerk goat?
Yeah, instead of jerk chicken, they would have goat. It's good. Goat's fine. I don't know. It just doesn't bother me.
Cat would be fatty. Well, my cats would be.
Mine would be, yeah. I can be all fat.
I kind of think goats are cute, though, so I wouldn't eat them
goats
because
are the worst.
Cute. And ducks now. I love ducks because they're cute, but they're delicious, too. So.
Spread disease, my friend.
Kate wants to get a goat.
No.
Does she?
No, and she wants chicken. She always wants something.
Have you taken the kids
to a farm?
No, well, we have a little bit of, we have a decent-sized backyard, but it's not a farm.
Yeah.
It's less than an acre.
I dated a girl who had a goat. And the goat's sole purpose was basically just to mow the lawn in, like, the trench areas.
Genius.
Yeah. That goat would eat anything, though. I love that goat. We'd just throw it paper plates. And all your garbage.
They're cute, though.
You're gonna be a hoarder.
We went to, like, a U-Pick farm to get raspberries one time, and they have chickens that are just, like, walking around going, just, like, lurking.
Yes. They follow you, don't they?
Yeah, they just... And
you're just a little chicken. Cheep, 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 cheep.
They think they're badass, too.
Yeah,
they super do.
Oh, they'll peck your eyes out.
Yeah, they will. Like the roosters at Greenfield chicken Village.
We took Charlotte to get her pictures taken once, and it was this farm, and they had chickens, and she goes over there, and of course, kid has no fear because it's a kid, and they don't know better.
Right.
She's like running around the chickens. I'm like, gross.
You have a brain like a chicken.
That's how I'm at petting farms. I just think, I don't know. I think it's gross. Except for pigs. Pigs rule.
Still eat them, right?
Oh, pig, yeah.
Yeah.
A heartbeat.
And they'd eat us. That's the other part.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best way to go.
We have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
Speaking of eating, did you see that story about the lady who they think served her dead boyfriend at a barbecue?
It's going to be a docuseries, another docuseries.
I know.
I'll watch that.
That's a wild story. But
was
she was
good?
She was a...
It's a good question. It was seasoned correctly.
Yeah, dry rub.
Yeah.
Smoke.
I mean, what part of a human would be... I mean, we all know cows, you know, what parts are really good.
The butt?
Probably the same. But probably around the ribs.
Butt?
Isn't that what they ate first and alive was the buttocks?
Yeah, I think you're right. It had the most meat on it.
The butt.
But I was thinking about that. If you were at that barbecue, it would be pretty horrifying knowing that you ate a person. But then
if you didn't know...
What are you going to do about it?
I know. You didn't know. And again,
I think you and I are pretty similar to that effect. She's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Live and let live.
I mean, as long as they knew how to cut the meat correctly. And, well, she's. Didn't she. Wait, she killed her husband as well, her boyfriend?
She then later killed. So she. Her and her husband killed her boyfriend because they had a pact of any of their extracurricular affairs. They would kill that person, which, cool pact. And then she killed him. What? Was it 2 months or 2 years?
Yeah, well, I don't think it was too long after.
Wait,
it wasn't that long after.
Two of them killed the boyfriend, and then she killed
her husband? Killed the husband because he killed the only man she ever loved, the boyfriend. It's like,
oh, wow, what a complicated relationship.
Yeah, you were in on it.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
It's a wild story, though.
Yeah. Wow.
You should see my fucking cookouts, man. When I was back in Seattle, I had the goddamn Spoon Man from the Soundgarden videos coming to my shit. I'm talking six grills burning at all times, tiki torches, three whole pigs, fucking shitloads of macaroni and cheeses, baked potatoes, collard greens, a horse, fucking Puerto Rican chicks showing their pussies and tits off everywhere. They were amazing.
And humans.
Can you imagine his lines?
I mean, that was from the docuseries.
How does he memorize all of that? My God.
I think a lot of it he just...
Yeah, they had dinner. Brilliant. The food didn't matter.
All right, well, get us out of
wait,
here.
Wait, wait, wait.
What, today, what,
this
what?
Day in history, do? 1982, oh. Hinks.
Wait, let me guess. What? Oh, Hink Dog?
Hink.
Really?
Found guilty.
Oh, found guilty.
Okay.
By reason of insanity.
And now he's free, rocking out in mom's garage.
And at Wendy's.
Yeah, and Subway Wendy's. And Starbucks. He went to all those places.
We're going to have to call her back. She's a sweetheart.
No, she's not. She I love her. You like Hink Dog's mom?
You know what? She always
you like,
answers.
You like too many people.
She always yeah. answers. She
need to be a little more selective.
And she's polite. She's clearly lying when she says, oh,
she's
he's
all yours.
Not here. He's in
she
DC.
Birthed the murderer. Or attempted murder.
So, how'd you lose all that weight? Like that retard from Subway?
But now he goes to the Starbucks and they let him hang out there.
Sure.
And
he tried to get a job at Starbucks.
There. And...
yeah, he can do whatever he wants there. They can't kick him out.
Shoot a president.
Yeah, because then they're going to be whatever that would be, assassinist. Attempted assassinist. Is it,
we should have a podcast.
Assassination have to die? Or is it...
What?
It's an assassination attempt.
Yeah. I don't
know.
Yeah, so you have to die.
He's an assassin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, regardless. But the one dude
not
died.
A very good one.
I'm trying to think of the right term.
But the one dude did die directly result.
Oh, Jim Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long after, though?
Years.
Well, does that count as an assassination?
Yeah. Oh, he killed someone. There was a cop.
Oh, yeah, he was.
They're talking about murder charges because he died because of that bullet.
Yeah, but you have to be real famous to have it considered an assassination.
Right, otherwise it's just a murder.
Like, if I just murder you,
Jesus
right,
Christ,
it's an assassination.
Can I
be the dumbest home? Conversation since Whoop Whoop.
I'm just curious.
Yes. Corey Lewin.
Thank you, Trudy. The perfect way to end the week. Drew should be back Sunday. Jim will be back Sunday. Thanks to Eli for popping in today and stealing all of Jim's sushi.
Yeah.
Thanks to the lady got hit by the hot dog.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Kathy.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. Anything fun this weekend?
Kathy McVeigh, Timothy's aunt.
Timothy's
aunt. That's right.
We'll have a best of up tomorrow.
Do you know what you're doing yet or no?
Kind of. Zeus and I haven't communicated it, but that's what we get
to do. It's always the best way to work.
Yeah, not a lot, by the seat of our pants.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
See you on Sunday.
See ya.
Drew? Guys, where's Drew?